gentlemen. It is Monday, September 16th, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, your election headquarters. Now, with under 50 days until the presidential election and Trump assassination attempt number two breaks over the weekend. Now, I say number two that we know of, and I say number two because I would suspect there might be a few more. Yes, more than one. That's where we're at. That's the atmosphere. That's the temperature. That's the environment. And the mainstream media, whose rhetoric against Trump is likely responsible for this, at least in some part, they're not backing off. They made that clear over the weekend. So we will leave you with no doubt. I'm going to hope to do it in the first hour, but if it takes 3 hours, it'll take 3 hours. We will leave you with no doubt that what we know about this alleged attempted assassin ties him to Ukraine, ties him to the Democrat Party, and ties him to even the mainstream media. It's unbelievable. Now, we will present all this evidence. You can land on whatever conclusion you want, but the facts are the facts. And the same thing happens every time. The Democrats call for violence, attack their political opposition with lies and hate-filled, vitriolic rhetoric. And then when the violence happens, and then when the bullets start flying, they say, oh, everybody, both sides need to tune down their rhetoric. Oh, we have no room for political violence. Spare me. Give me a break. How many people got stabbed or shot by the leftist Democrat-funded groups like Black Lives Matter or Antifa? Two Trump supporters were actually killed, one in Portland, one in Denver. Probably didn't hear about that. What about the thousands of assaults of people wearing Trump hats in the year 2017 and 2018? People on both sides need to tone down their rhetoric. No, you need to stop lying. You need to stop dividing. But that's your job, I suppose. So here we are. A man camps out in the bushes for hours, waiting to get a shot at President Trump. There's still a lot of things we don't know. And the investigation is now being turned over to the federal government. Now, Ron DeSantis has made statements. He's going to be conducting his own investigation, or the state of Florida, rather. But now the suspect has been turned over to the federal authorities. And you had the Secret Service on the ground today. Ron Rowe. Yep, Ron Rowe on the ground doing the investigation himself. Well, Trump didn't mince his words, putting the blame on the Democrats. But this guy, Ryan Ruth's background is quite something. Quite something indeed. And his connections to the Democrat Party, the mainstream media, and the Ukraine war are stunning, but maybe not surprising, to say the least. So we're going to cover all of it, folks. We also have some election news. We'll get into that as well. Fastest 3 hours on the internet starts now.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, joint relief max, nerve renew, prostate support, collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Presidential election. And it only is going to get more epic from here, ladies and gentlemen. Trump assassination attempt number two. Many questions remain. But there's already a lot of stuff that we have publicly about the would-be assassin that we can get into. But I think it's pretty clear whether it's the deep state, the federal bureaucracies that want Trump dead, the military-industrial complex that wants Trump dead, or you might just have rogue, radical, demonic, demented, psychotic leftists that want Trump dead, motivated by the mainstream media, motivated by the lies of the Democrat Party. Wouldn't be the first time, won't be the last time. They try to bury the name James Hodgkinson so that people don't know that, yeah, Democrats do political violence regularly and in fact attempt mass shootings at times. James Hodgkinson, radical left winger, tried to commit a mass murder at a Republican baseball practice. I mean, why not just give it the full context? The Democrat Party and their history of political violence. We can just go down the list. Why shouldn't we? Who killed Abraham Lincoln? A Democrat. Who killed JFK? A Democrat. Who killed Martin Luther King Jr.? A Democrat. Who shot Ronald Reagan? A Democrat. We can go on. What is the Weather Underground? So there's a history here. But our media is in on it. The federal bureaucracies are in on it because they want a one-party state. And the Democrat Party agrees they want to be that one-party state. So these two factions are working in cahoots. Now, all of it's going to get wiped out by the corporate world government in the final stage of this. And then you'll just be turned into a corporate world government slave in your tube with your little bug meat feeding pod. So, you know, we just kind of want to avoid all that. We kind of want to live in America here. But that's what it's all about. And Trump is in their way. And make no mistake about it. While Trump himself is an individual taking it on, while Trump himself is an individual that's a patriot, that has his own ideas, his own policies, maybe even his own dreams of what America should be like in the future. His own goals, his own missions. Trump, though, is just a symbol of patriotic Americans that love God and country that are willing to stand and fight for what's right and what they believe in. And so whatever they do to Trump, they will do to you. First, they will censor you. If you don't shut up, then they will arrest you. If that doesn't work, then they will kill you. That's the phase of this game that we are now in. So was this would-be assassin MK Ultra? Was he working with other people? Was he being directed? Was he a rogue actor? These are all questions that need answered, but based off what we know about him, it certainly lends a lot to many conspiracies. And of course, the greatest conspiracy of all now, trying to kill Donald Trump, who is a target of the deep state, who is a target of the Democrat Party, who is a target of the federal bureaucracies. Now, before I start getting into all of these headlines and all of these video clips, I do wonder how this investigation is going to go now that it's been handed over to the federal authorities. At least the suspect has been handed over to the federal authorities. Now, the state of Florida is going to be doing their own investigation, but with the suspect in the hands of the federal authorities, how is that really going to be effective? Now, the questions are obvious, and as we get into these headlines, we'll start to kind of parse through them as well, but clearly this shooter had to get information from somebody that Trump was going to be on the golf course, obviously. And it's not just that it was a last-minute decision for Trump to go play golf that day. It's also that he was able to get into a location like a sniper's nest and wait out until he had a shot at President Trump. Now, it's likely that he never really got that attempt, and he was probably waiting. And again, I'm waiting to see if they ever release maybe like an overhead map and kind of lay it all out of where he was located, where Trump was at on the golf course, what hole he was on, where was he going to be next. Because, yeah, okay, so there it is. So he was probably waiting for Trump to come around the turn. Great job there, crew. He was probably waiting for Trump to come around the turn to make a shot. Now, I don't know this golf course that well, but based off of what we see here, if he's on the fifth hole, coming to the sixth hole, and then making that turn to the seventh hole, that would be right where it looks like the sniper's nest was located. Secret Service, who's obviously going in front of President Trump, that's when they saw the barrel of the gun and stopped the would-be assassin from getting a clean shot, a closer shot at Trump. So how did he know where to stake it out? How did he know Trump was going to be golfing there that day? And then there's other questions that you also have local sheriffs that are asking during mainstream media interviews as well. So I think it would be pretty fair at this point to assume that there's a mole inside Trump's circle, if you will. Now, what that circle is that like his people? Is that Secret Service? Is it some other federal agency that just has access to all this information? How do you smoke out a mole? Now, Trump might know how to smoke out a mole. He might have the desire to smoke out a mole. But would the Secret Service have the same desire? Or how to? Would these federal agencies have the same desire or how to? Or would they rather cover it up? Was Crooks also getting information from this insider? Was Crooks also getting information from a mole? But when you look at all the connections that this guy has, wouldn't be surprising one bit if somebody was feeding him intel. Not one bit. So let's start going down these headlines. Suspect in apparent Trump assassination attempt charged with gun crimes. That's what they have him on right now, gun crimes. And gun crimes. Oh, you mean the gun laws didn't work to stop this guy? Holy smokes. Breaking. Gun laws didn't stop this guy from trying to shoot President Trump. Somebody tell a Democrat policymaker. What we know about Trump shooting suspect caught with AK-47 and a GoPro. Looks like he also may have had a makeshift sort of a body armor thing as well at his sniper's nest on the fence. Now, I think it's pretty clear where he got this training. This guy was recruiting people to go fight in Ukraine. Probably got trained along the way somewhere. So he definitely had the training to set the sniper's nest up and then have a little makeshift body armor thing there. And then, I mean, really, because we have a lot of videos from this guy, he seems pretty whacked out. I mean, he's clearly whacked out. Clearly whacked out of his mind. So maybe he thought of it himself to scratch off the serial number. Maybe it was already done for him. Maybe somebody told him to do it. Where did the gun come from? Man in custody after Trump Club incident, says NBC News. Incident was once convicted of possessing a machine gun. So again, the gun laws don't work. You can write every gun law that you want, that you can possibly imagine and conceive. It's not going to stop the next mass shooter. Good guy with a gun will. Gun legislation won't. But it was just an incident, according to NBC News, just a golf club incident. Just what they did when Trump got shot on the stage. Trump heard loud noises, and so he got down. Incident at the golf club. So this guy already had multiple charges, weapons charges. Suspected Trump gunman was once charged with possession of a weapon of mass destruction. That's your headline on Wired. They have the whole story. They even interviewed the former police officer who was involved. The suspected gunman involved in an apparent assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump was charged with possession of a weapon of mass destruction more than 20 years ago. From the charging officer in the case, who was interviewed by Wired magazine, he said, "I figured he was either dead or in prison by now. I had no clue that he had moved on and was continuing his escapades." Isn't that something? According to court records from the Guilford District Court in North Carolina, obtained by Wired, Ruth was arrested by the Greensboro Police Department on December 16th, 2002. And lots of similar incidents or charges on this guy's record. Now, how does he end up on the scene and then in Ukraine Azov battalion recruitment videos and recruitment drives, also getting interviewed by the mainstream media? How does that happen? That has federal informant written all over it. Up one side and down the other. And then to think that he's not even on the radar, I mean, folks, that's a joke. This guy was so on their radar that it was pinging, I'm sure, every night and day. In fact, even Edward Snowden came out and made this statement. "We know little so far, but with alleged Trump shooter's personal and public participation in military activity in Ukraine, it is hard to imagine this White House's agencies can claim zero contact, quote unquote, clean hands." Something of an Oswald vibe here. Congress should get answers. Oh, Congress should get answers. Yeah, that's funny. We can't even get answers on the first assassination attempt. Congress is a joke, in case you haven't noticed. And that includes the vast majority of Republicans in Congress as well. A joke. A joke. They should already be calling emergency hearings. They should already be calling follow-up hearings with Ron Rowe and the same people that were testifying after the first assassination attempt. Congress will do nothing. Congress is pathetic. Don't hold your breath on anything from Congress. This Congress is an embarrassment. Mike Johnson, somebody might need to hit him with a defibrillator. I'm not sure he's got a pulse. Congress should do something. Well, I agree, but they won't because they're a joke. Oh, yeah. This guy was on federal radar guaranteed. Guaranteed. I mean, folks, they have. I mean, let me just tell you. If I have any interaction with police, they're tracking and tracing me, and they tell me. I don't even have a felony. I'm just on federal probation. This guy had dozens of priors, including a charge of possession with a weapon of mass destruction. This guy has federal informant written all over him, folks. And yes, guarantee you he was on their radar. If not, they were actively following his activity and movements via GPS technology with a cell phone or something else. So why was nobody alerted that he was staking out a Trump golf course? Now, it appears that we have a live update right now. Let's go live to the FBI right now, FBI right now, covering the second Trump assassination attempt before we get to the rest of these headlines. Guys, let's just go ahead and take that live.
Call FBI or go online to tips, that's TIPS.FBI.gov. With that, let me turn it over to the United States Secret Service Acting Director, Ron Rowe.
Wow. This guy has so much integrity. Everybody trusts this guy.
Yesterday afternoon, this country was reminded of the heightened and dynamic threat environment that the United States Secret Service and its protectees face on a daily basis. Immediately following the assassination attempt of former President Donald J. Trump on July 13th, the Secret Service moved to increase assets to an already enhanced security posture for the former president. In the days that followed, President Biden made it clear that he wanted the highest levels of protection for former President Trump and for Vice President
Harris. Oh, he's praising Biden. How about that?
The Secret Service moved to sustain increases in assets and the level of protection.
Bro, you've been in charge of the Secret Service for what, 2 months? And there's already been a second assassination attempt.
At approximately 1:30 p.m., former President Trump was playing golf during an off-the-record movement to the Trump International Golf Course. A Secret Service advance agent supporting the front edge of the agency's layered approach to protection encountered an individual attempting to secrete himself in the woodline. This happened, the alleged gunman was on the public side of the fence near the sixth green. A layered approach of security is integral to the Secret Service's protective methodologies, and it's also the key to our success. As former President Trump was moving through the fifth fairway across the course and out of sight of the sixth green, the agent, who was visually sweeping the area of the sixth green, saw the subject armed with what he perceived to be a rifle and immediately discharged his firearm. The subject, who did not have line of sight to the former president, fled the scene. He did not fire or get off any shots at our agent. With reports of gunfire, the former president's close protection detail immediately evacuated the president to a safe location. The protective methodologies of the Secret Service were effective yesterday. The former president's protective apparatus allowed for the early identification of the threat and led to a safe evacuation. The increased assets directed by the president, by President Biden, were in place yesterday. These included the counter-sniper team elements, counter-surveillance agents on the exterior, counter-assault teams partnered with local tactical assets from the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office, and counter-unmanned aerial system elements. All of these entities were present yesterday. And
sounds
while
like
all of these assets were in place, As I've said publicly, we must satisfy the basic requirements of the Secret Service's protective methodologies. In partnership with local law enforcement, we did just that. And the agents' hypervigilance and the detailed swift action was textbook. And I commend them and our partners for an exemplary response in keeping former President Trump safe. And I will tell you, having served in local law enforcement in Palm Beach County, I can state that I am tremendously impressed and appreciative for all of the efforts of the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office and Sheriff Schneider with the Martin County Sheriff's Office. But what was critical to this was the quick reaction, the response, the hypervigilance of the men and women of the United States Secret Service, who since July 13th have been rising to meet an unprecedented and hyper-dynamic threat environment. And they are rising to this moment, and I could not be more proud of them and the way they have executed, not only yesterday, but what they're doing today and what they are doing tomorrow and what they will always do because it is their duty. Thank you.
So why? Why is Trump in such a heightened threat environment?
Well, go slow here, folks. All right, don't everybody do it at once. Ask who you want to answer the question and then give the question.
I have a question for you, Director.
Yes, ma'am.
Is there any evidence to suggest that the suspect knew that Donald Trump would be on the golf course at that time? And was the golf course searched thoroughly before the former president's arrival?
So at this time, it was an off-the-record movement, meaning it was not on the former president's official schedule. And what I go back to is the layered approach. The elements and the methodologies of the Secret Service, there was a front element. It did its job in sweeping ahead of the president. That's what identified this individual who was in that wood line. And the swift action of that agent doing his job, pushing out ahead, sweeping while the president was behind him several hundred yards and several holes away out of sight from the gunman did his job. And that was what alerted the detail, and the swift action is what triggered that.
First question, was there any evidence to suggest that the suspect knew that Donald Trump was going to be on that golf course at that time?
Based on what I know now, and it's an active investigation, I don't have any information on that.
Well, I'd say the evidence is that he was there. I mean, what do you mean? The evidence is that he was there with a gun to shoot the president. I mean, there's your evidence.
Scope out the golf course during the 12 hours that this guy was holed up in the shrubbery.
So this was an off-the-record movement. It wasn't a site that was on his scheduled. It wasn't part of his schedule. So there was no posting up of it because he wasn't supposed to have gone there in the first place.
Director, let me ask you about the Secret Service.
Jared Haig.
Have you briefed former President Trump on your findings so far? And has his campaign asked for any changes in his security going forward after yesterday?
So,
over here.
Sorry. So I've had a conversation with the former president. We've explained and we've worked with the campaign. The president is aware that he has highest levels of protection that the Secret Service is providing him.
All right. So here's the problem as we go to the break, and we'll continue this coverage. Let's just say what it is. There's a deep state that wants Trump dead. There's a military-industrial complex that wants Trump dead. There's a Democrat Party that wants Trump dead. So they're not going to stop trying just because they failed. They're going to try again.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational globalist deep state intelligence agency controlled coup for decades in this country. They didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spreading the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We're trying to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, let's go back live to this press conference with the FBI, the Secret Service, local law enforcement on the second attempted assassination of Donald Trump.
A readiness model. There could be another geopolitical event that could put the United States into a kinetic conflict or some other issue that may result in additional responsibilities and protectees of the United States Secret Service. And so we are working, we are making information available to all of our partners. And I just want to say that the commitment of Congress to the Secret Service throughout the years has been tremendous. And we will continue to work with them and Secretary Mayorkas, whose support in making sure that we're getting what we need has been phenomenal. He is one of our biggest champions and our advocate.
Wow.
And so we're having these conversations, and I feel confident that we will get what we need. We have immediate needs. We have future needs, too. I need to make sure that our counter-snipers are the best-trained counter-snipers in the world, that they are exactly doing what we need them to do, and that they match counterparts in the military, in Tier 1 forces. And right now, we are working with Congress to make sure that we get those for our training facility. We also have a necessary need to make sure that we're getting the personnel that we have. And that requires us to be able to have the funding to be able to hire more people. You can't just give me money and say, hey, we're going to make sure that everybody gets overtime. Because the men and women of the Secret Service right now, we are redlining them. And they are rising to this moment, and they are meeting the challenges right now. And if you look back at their body of work over the last 60 days, the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, the Republican National Convention in Chicago, a visit of Prime Minister Netanyahu to Washington, D.C., and to West Palm Beach, which Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office supported. And then we go into the presidential debate in Philadelphia last week. And for those in the media that have been to a national special security event, if you saw the National Constitution Center last week, what you saw was pretty much a mini national special security event with the number of assets that were on that perimeter. And so our folks are rising to this moment, but it requires all of us to be able to have good conversations and make sure that we're getting the Secret Service where it needs to be. And I'm confident that we will achieve that because we don't have an alternative. Success, we have to have it every day. We cannot have failures. And in order to do that, we're going to have some hard conversations with Congress, and we're going to achieve that.
Last question. One more.
The special agent in charge of the FBI.
Yes, sir.
Did he act alone? Did he have some kind of help?
At this point, we're still exploring that, investigating that. Our investigation will determine that. We do not have information that he's been acting with anyone else at present.
Do we know how long he's been in Florida when he arrived?
Oh, you snuck one in there.
At this point, the question.
Our investigation is still determining that. Thank you.
All right. Anyhow, that's it. We're not gonna do any more. All right, you got a lot of information there. The last thing I will tell you is, like the director of the Secret Service says, you know, the president called me last night, President Trump. He thanked me for everything that we did along with the Secret Service. He knows we work great together, and he feels safe. That's important, because he is. And what we did yesterday proves that the system can work, because the suspect didn't even get close to getting a round off, and we apprehended him and brought him to justice. So we're very, very proud of that. Thank you, folks, for being here. I appreciate it.
As rather short press conference. I mean, I guess it's better than the zero press conferences you got after the first assassination attempt. And yet, a rather short press conference there. Felt like that was about 20 minutes. So they did opening statements and then about 10 minutes of questions. So fairly weak, but I guess better than nothing, which is what you got after the first assassination attempt. Before we get back into the would-be assassin, though, let's go ahead and look at Trump's most recent statements in regards to this. First, he posted this. I would like to thank everyone for your concerns and well wishes. It was certainly an interesting day. Most importantly, I want to thank the U.S. Secret Service, Sheriff Rick Bradshaw, and his Office of Brave and Dedicated Patriots, and all of law enforcement for the incredible job done today at Trump International in keeping me as the 45th President of the United States and the Republican nominee in the upcoming presidential election safe. The job was done absolutely outstanding. I'm very proud to be an American. So that was kind of the nice, loving first statement from Trump. The next one came in a little bit hotter. Donald Trump said, "The rhetoric, lies, as exemplified by the false statements made by Comrade Kamala Harris during the rigged and highly partisan ABC debate, and all of the ridiculous lawsuits specifically designed to inflict damage on Joe's, then Kamala's, political opponent, me, has taken politics in our country to a whole new level of hatred, abuse, and distrust. Because of this communist left rhetoric, the bullets are flying, and it will only get worse, allowing millions of people from places unknown to invade and take over our country is an unpardonable sin. Our borders must be closed and the terrorists, criminals, and mentally insane immediately removed from American cities and towns, deported back to their home countries of origin. We want people to come into our country, but they must love our nation and come in legally and through a system of merit. The world is laughing at us fools. They are stealing our jobs and our wealth. We cannot let them laugh any longer. Make America great again." Now, Trump then goes on, well, this is an official release from the Trump-Vance campaign, "Democrats' rhetoric inspired another attempt on President Trump's life." Now, here's the problem, and I understand why normally, let's just put the distrust away of the federal bureaucracies for a second, and I understand why they would want to not get political, but this is beyond political now, because we're talking about threats to President Trump's life, and they're doing the same thing that they did with the first assassin would-be assassin. They're saying no motive known, unknown motive. Well, gee, what was my motive for having a steak for dinner? I was hungry. Oh, what's the motive? He wanted to kill Trump is the motive. What do you mean you don't know the motive? Not only do we know the motive, we know the inspiration. So you can sit here and play non-political all day long. You're not helping. You're not helping. Everybody knows what's leading to this violence. Everybody knows who and why a target has been put on Donald Trump's back. Everybody knows it. So why won't you just come out and say it? You got no problem blaming Trump for everything. We got no problem blaming Trump for you slip on a banana peel. Oh my, Trump, as you're going to the ground. Your computer screen goes blue on you. Trump, and just smack it. So we got no problem. We'll blame Trump for anything and everything. A mouse runs across the floor. It's damn Trump. But clearly, this is political violence motivated by the American left and the mainstream media and the deep state permanent federal bureaucracies. But we don't want to talk about motive, and we don't want to call them out. So they released, the Trump Vance campaign released all of these statements, four pages, actually. Yesterday, President Donald J. Trump was the target of a second assassination attempt in as many months. Thankfully, the would-be assassin was stopped by the heroic action of law enforcement. But make no mistake, this psycho was egged on by the rhetoric and lies that have followed from Kamala Harris, Democrats, and their fake news allies for years. Democrats used increasingly incendiary rhetoric against President Trump in the days, weeks, and months leading up to the two assassination attempts. Now, again, this is four pages of quotes that they published this morning. Kamala Harris, repeatedly, Trump is a threat to our democracy and fundamental freedoms. Ignore the music, we're skipping the breaks.
InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings of vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Infowars.com/show.
So Trump publishes this list of all the inflammatory rhetoric against Donald Trump by the Democrats. Let's go on. Kamala Harris says it's on us to recognize the threat Trump possesses. We got video clips of her doing this too, joking that she would kill Trump in an elevator. Joe Biden says it's time to put Trump in the bullseye. Joe Biden says, I mean this from the bottom of my heart, Trump is a threat to this nation. Joe Biden says there is one existential threat. It's Donald Trump. Joe Biden says Trump is a genuine threat to this nation. He's literally a threat to everything America stands for. He says Trump and MAGA Republicans are a threat to the very soul of this country. Joe Biden, Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic, a threat to this country. Tim Walz. Are Republicans a threat to democracy? Yes. Are they going to put people's lives in danger? Yes. Nancy Pelosi, Trump is a threat to democracy of the kind that we have not seen. Jasmine Crockett, MAGA in general, they are threats to us domestically. Democrat Dan Goldman, he is a destructive to our democracy and he has to be eliminated. Eliminated, he said. We have that clip. I mean, I can go on and on. I can go on and on. It's 4 pages of these published by the Trump campaign. Representative Stacey Plaskett, Trump, quote, needs to be shot. So it just goes on and on. And, you know, it is frustrating. Not just the unwillingness for the investigators to call this out, not just the unwillingness of Secret Service or the FBI or anybody in charge of the investigations to call this out, but it's even tough to comprehend how we could even be here right now. And I think it really puts on display the power of the mass media and their propaganda and the brainwashing, the power of the education system and its propaganda and the brainwashing. I mean, folks, the fact that you feel or I feel collectively that we feel we have to convince fellow Americans that Donald Trump is a better choice than Kamala Harris, the fact that we feel that's an argument that we have to make and present to people like it's not obvious enough. Like it's not the most obvious, clear political decision you can make. Doesn't mean you agree with Donald Trump on anything or everything. It just means clearly there's a better political choice right now than Kamala Harris, and it's Donald Trump. And it's not even close. And that's like the bottom line. That's like what the lowest IQ political take should be. But really it should be, the country should be rallying behind Donald Trump. The country should be uniting behind Donald Trump. The country should be looking at Donald Trump as a last gasp effort to save this country politically from complete collapse. Rallying behind that. And then you have to sit here and listen to Democrat voters like, I like Kamala because she's a black woman. She's brat. Donald Trump is an existential threat to this country. Oh, my God. There will be another attempt. By the way, the FBI even admitted in that press conference, this guy's got dozens of prior felonies. He was all over their radar. He was probably in direct contact with them. Man accused of targeting Trump had delusions of grandeur, former Ukrainian International Legion soldier says. He was recruiting people to go fight in Ukraine. I mean, folks, what in the hell is that? Total MKUltra brainwashing or total federal informant operative? How do you explain that one? New York Times profiled Ryan Roth, who tried to assassinate President Donald Trump. The New York Times. Newsweek interviewed him 2 years ago about fighting in Ukraine. Newsweek and the New York Times profiled this guy. Not only that, apparently he was in regular contact with the mainstream media. Like this news outlet, I believe it was CBS in clip 6.
Ruth was a suspect in an alleged assassination attempt on former President Trump. I immediately recognized the name because I had been in touch with Ryan Ruth for over a year in the early stages of the war in Ukraine. Thousands of other international volunteers, he apparently went to Ukraine to help. I don't believe that he was fighting himself, but he had put up signs in Kyiv, Ukraine's capital, offering to help other foreigners find places in Ukrainian battalions. And that's how I initially came across him. I spoke with him, I think, once on the phone and texted frequently, and he put me in touch with several foreign fighters. Now, he seemed very genuine and passionate about supporting Ukraine.
So he's in touch with CBS, New York Times, Newsweek. Anybody else? Anybody else? Time Magazine, in their story, says a suspected arrest in relation to the shooting at Trump's golf course in Florida on Sunday has been identified as Ryan Ruth, a 58-year-old with unclear political ideology. Unclear. Unclear? How about 19 donations to the Democrats? Unclear. How about all these donations to Act Blue? Is that unclear? How about his most recent social media post, pro Kamala Harris, anti-Trump? Is that clear? How about him regurgitating the Trump's a threat to democracy talking point put out by Democrats? Is that clear? For Time Magazine? Is that clear? Same Time Magazine that somehow, call it prediction, call it coincidence, had Donald Trump in a golf cart on the front page of the magazine that said Trump's in trouble on the golf course. Trump's in trouble just 4 days before the would-be assassination attempt. Same Time Magazine. Coincidence? Hey, they say the would-be assassin's political ideology is unclear. Actually, it's clear as day. Before they scrubbed his social media accounts, everybody archived them, pulled through them. And, no, it was pretty clear. It was pretty clear. He was with her. He was against Trump. He was donating to Democrats. All very, very clear. But you don't want to talk about that. You don't want to talk about that. Oh, as if it wasn't clear enough, in the Daily Mail story with the headline, Ryan Wesley Ruth's shocked neighbor claims everyone was afraid of him before a Trump golf course assassination attempt. Yeah, he comes off like a, you know, Gary Busey type in the woods talking to himself. He has a Biden-Harris sticker on his truck in his driveway in Hawaii, according to this Daily Mail story with the picture there. Is that unclear? Pretty clear to me. Looks pretty clear right there, actually. Looks pretty clear indeed. So we got a lot more on this. But they'll try to cover it up, act like we don't know the motive. We have no idea what's going on. Everything's very unclear. Just like they memory hold and pretended like they didn't know what happened at the first assassination attempt. And I'm afraid there will be more. That's what's unfortunate about this.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com.
Finally, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock and now available for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This specially formulated drink mix gives your body the essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and other beneficial compounds that support optimum health. Vitamin Mineral Fusion goes above and beyond the standard of vitamins and trace minerals. Our exclusive formula is loaded with 34 key ingredients, including vitamin C, E, D, B12, calcium, magnesium, zinc, selenium, L-glutamine, CoQ10, alpha-lipoic acid, folic acid riboflavin, and much more. Aside from bolstering your bodily functions, this drink mix is naturally delicious. And unlike capsules and vitamin pills, it's truly a pleasure to the taste buds. So if you haven't already, mix it up and take your health to the next level with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show.
It's time to take a stand. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at bands.video.
So how deep does this conspiracy go with this would-be assassin and his ties to the mainstream media, his ties to the Democrat Party, his ties to Ukraine? Where did he get his weapon? Where did he get his training? Where did he get his information that Trump would be on the golf course? How deep does this conspiracy go? So that's what's so frustrating. And so if we zoom out, this country has a terminal illness, ladies and gentlemen. It's a corrupt deep state. It is a corrupt deep state with different arms, like the military-industrial complex, like the slow burn of our Bill of Rights and Constitution. And so the actors in this deep state know Donald Trump is a threat to them. The entire corrupt establishment that we all know exists, the political parasite class of Washington, D.C., Trump is a threat to all of it. That's why they've been lying about him for 8 years, encouraging violence against him and his supporters for 8 years, and now trying to get him killed twice this year alone. So we can talk about the symptoms, the violence against Trump supporters, the attempted assassinations of Donald Trump. Those are symptoms of the terminal illness that we have, a corrupt deep state with its corrupt media, with its corrupt federal bureaucracies. And we have to sit here and play this game like, oh, it's just an assassination attempt here. Oh, it's just an assassination attempt there. No, Trump is right about the deep state. They're trying to kill him. Say it out loud, you pussies. Say it out loud. Everybody knows what's going on, and you want to play political correctness. When I go down the same list, I can play all the clips that Donald Trump just published on his Truth Social account of all the Democrats calling for violence, of all the violence against Trump supporters, the corrupt media, the corrupt deep state, the corrupt U.S. government, Washington District of Criminals. We all know what's going on. Come out and say it out loud, you pussies. Are you going to do the same thing every time? Another assassination attempt at Donald Trump. Another guy shows up to kill Justice Kavanaugh with guns. Another guy shows up to beat up Rand Paul. Another guy shows up at Tucker Carlson's door. Are we just going to sit here and play the same game, or are we going to be honest about what's going on? The American left, unfortunately, is under complete mental illness, complete derangement, totally brainwashed, MKUltra, propaganda, Mockingbird media mind control. They are being controlled by the deep state and the propaganda state-run media. Say it out loud during your press conferences. That's what's going on. These are not isolated incidents of, oh, just somebody trying to kill Donald Trump, but we really don't know the motive. We don't know what's going on. Everybody knows what's going on. Say it out loud. Be honest with the American people. They all know it anyway. And you sit up there and play patty cake. Directly tied to the Democrats, directly tied to the mainstream media, directly tied to Ukraine, and you're just going to sit up there and act like we don't know what's going on, we don't know the motive, just somebody trying to kill Trump.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
The program that strikes fear into the heart of the elite. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
I'd have to sit here and do a whole show on all the violence just in the last 8 years. From the American left, the liberal, progressive Democrats, their motivational arm of the American media. What about the political persecution? And we have to sit up here and play this game of political correctness. And we have to sit up here and play this game of no motive known for the shooter in Butler, Pennsylvania. No motive known for the would-be assassin in Florida. We just don't know. We don't know what's going on. We don't... What? I don't... There's an entire media syndicate calling for violence against Trump. There's an entire political party calling for violence against Trump. I don't see... Oh, I've never seen that. James Hoskinson, never heard of him. I don't know anything about that. There's your investigation. There's your press conference. What? Democrats calling Trump a threat? Democrats directly calling Trump a threat 100 times? What? Over 1,000 assaults against Trump supporters? I don't, what? Where? When? That? Where? How? I've never heard of such a thing. I don't know. Son of alleged would-be assassin says his dad hates Trump like all reasonable people. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yeah, all reasonable people. It's the exact opposite, actually. Reasonable people see what's going on. That Trump is a threat to the corrupt establishment. Brainwashed, delusional morons think Trump is the bad guy. And I'm not going to sit here and pore over all the logic and evidence of that. It just shows you that these people have completely lost their minds. But see, you can't deal with that in an official manner because that's just American politics. Okay, so what's going to happen? How many Trump supporters have to get stabbed or shot or put in jail? Or how many times does Trump have to be nearly assassinated? Or do we just never address it? The elephant in the room. How did he know about the golf game? Was it his friends in the mainstream media? Was it his friends in the federal bureaucracy deep state? Was it his friends in the intelligence community from Ukraine? How did he know about Trump's golf game? Where did he get his gun? Shh. 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 We gotta get Trump. So, shh. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. Let's look at some of these press conferences, and then we can get into some of the videos that make this whole thing even weirder. Former FBI assistant insinuates, yes, maybe the would-be assassin did have inside information in clip four.
Where is the suspect now? I know he's behind bars, but where?
Well, what we did is we turned him over to the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office. So I don't know where he is right now.
Okay. Did he say any? How did he know that Donald Trump was going to be playing golf? How did he have access to his schedule?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question. We are the border county to Palm Beach. You can't get out of their county without coming through ours. But we don't have the intel from the scene there. Mm-hmm. It's hard for me to imagine how he got within rifle range of President Trump.
Yeah.
Boy, it sure is. Just like the last assassination attempt. How did he know? We don't even have answers to the questions from the first assassination attempt. Isn't that fun? It's been 2 months, still no answers there. No follow-up hearings either. No plans for them with Congress now in session either. Now here's a former FBI expert calling them out. Finally, somebody has the courage to say it. Finally, somebody can tell it like it is. Hey, maybe it's your rhetoric that's causing all of this violence. Clip five.
I thought that he wanted to survive, say to you.
It says that he's not, he's not suicidal, apparently. He wasn't going to take his own life if he was almost being captured. Clearly, we saw that he was captured without that. And it tells me that he's probably much more politically motivated. The last shooter in Pennsylvania, I don't want to say his name because I don't want to promote him in any way, but he was clearly a guy that was looking for the notoriety of taking that shot. I would think we're going to find that this guy's extremely politically motivated and that he probably was spurred on by much of the political diatribes that are going on these days, talking about Trump, equating him to Hitler and things like that. So I don't think this is the last we'll see of crazies out there trying to do this.
Finally, somebody tells it like it is. Why can't they say that during the press conferences? Why can't the FBI say that? The Secret Service say that? The local law enforcement say that? Why can't they say that? Just say it. Everybody knows it's true. But they're too scared. They're too cowardly. Or they're just all in on it. I mean, should I play? What do I have here? 20 minutes of the mainstream media and the Democrats calling for violence against Trump. Here's Florida Sheriff Will Snyder talking about that this would-be assassin could be part of a larger conspiracy, clip 8.
About 2 miles to get all the resources in play so we could surround that vehicle and force it to a stop.
How was he driving when your deputy saw him?
How was he driving when we saw him? He was smart. He was just driving with the flow of traffic. Yeah, I think that he may have thought he got away with it. Of course, he couldn't have known that there was a witness who really did the right thing, took a picture of him, took a picture of the tag. That he may have thought he got away with it. He was just going to drive himself back to wherever he came from.
Did he have any, to your knowledge, any ties to Martin County or the Treasure Coast?
Yeah, to my knowledge, does he have any ties to Martin County? I think the answer, to my knowledge, the answer is no, I have no knowledge. I think what we're finding out, he's not from this area, which of course raises the bigger question is, how does a guy from not here get all the way to Trump International, realize that the president, former president of the United States, is golfing and is able to get a rifle in that vicinity? I think that's the question the FBI, the Secret Service are laser focused on today. Is this guy part of a conspiracy? Is he a lone gunman? If he's a lone gunman, President Trump is that much safer because we have him. But if he's part of a conspiracy, then this whole thing really takes on a very ominous tone.
And Sheriff, you mentioned the witness.
I don't see this as a lone gunman whatsoever. And even if he was a lone gunman in the idea that he decided to go out there and do this by himself, still, I don't even think that that's possible. Somebody had to give him this intel. He was motivated by the same rhetoric that I could play for you for an entire hour from the mainstream media and the Democrat Party. But if we really wanted to look at this from the who benefits aspect, it's been widely reported. I think it's understood. If Trump gets back in the White House, hundreds of billions of dollars for Ukraine and never-ending weapons for Ukraine is over. That gambit is done. That boondoggle is over with. So here's this guy working with the Ukrainian military, recruiting for Ukraine, very pro-war for Ukraine. He sees Trump as a threat to that, or somebody else does. Maybe we should go take him out. Maybe we should just go take him out. I mean, here is the would-be assassin trying to help recruit foreign fighters to Ukraine. Clip 23.
Tell me who you are and why are you here?
56, from the U.S., from North Carolina originally, so I live in Hawaii now, so flew all the way from Hawaii here. So the question as far as why I'm here, to me, you know, a lot of the other conflicts are gray, but this conflict is definitely black and white. This is about good versus evil. This is a storybook, you know, any movie we've ever watched, this is definitely evil against good. I mean, we're battling a situation here where, you know, the Ukrainians and the rest of the world are caring and kind and generous and unselfish and take care of one another. And it's just a matter of, you know, we need to stand up for that. That is the most important thing in the world, is just to show human beings that we're kind and we're caring and that we take care of one another and that the world is united so that we feed each other and make sure that, you know, we all move forward as one collective whole unit. So, you know, we feel the pain of one country's failure and their conflicts, and we enjoy the successes of other countries that are doing good, and we all work together. And for some reason, Russia does not grasp this concept that we're all one unit, and we have to get along and work together and be normal human beings. This is 2022. We have to work together. It seems asinine that we have a leader in a country that does not understand the concept of being unselfish and being generous and being kind and just the basic moral values that are required by human beings these days. It blows my mind.
He says with his hair dyed blue and yellow. Folks, I got to be honest. This whole thing is Twilight Zone. It's like, how can this even be real? It's just like, did I really just see what I just saw? Is that really the guy that posted up in a sniper's nest to try to kill President Trump? How can this be real? It goes on. Here he is, as he's on his way to Ukraine, talking about occupying Kiev in clip 22.
All right, so we're here with a gentleman I met from Hawaii.
Yes, sir.
Ryan. His name's Ryan. Yeah. And you got here, what, 2 days ago?
This morning.
You got here this morning. And you wanted to know the people that are watching why you came from home.
Yeah, I came to represent the U.S. rights. I'm somewhat disappointed in the international civilian response to this crisis. I had anticipated that thousands of civilians from every country around the world would have flocked here to support the Ukrainians and civilians to stand arm in arm with them. But it seems like only a handful of people have shown up.
So we're on the border of Poland, Ukraine. We're in Poland right now. So are you, you're
purposes. Well, I'm going to try to sign up for the Foreign Legion, but I think more importantly, if I can simply go to the center of Kyiv and set up my tent, occupy Ukraine, train other civilians to come and stand with me in the center of Kyiv with our flags and our tents and stay there for as long as it takes. And the Russians out of Ukraine are called to stand with our brothers in Ukraine to show them. Thousands of people from every country around the world to come to Kyiv and stand with us with their flags and show proof that everybody is against us and that we're going to stay as long as it takes to get every Russian out of Ukraine.
He also appears the same guy. Again, I'm just like Twilight Zone, and there's more stuff developing on this too. I might as well just tell you. There's already people threatening to sue over this stuff. Jack Posobiec has been threatened with lawsuits. I'm engaged in litigation right now for stuff I didn't even do. So I just want people to understand as they continue to bring me new stuff, I have to pick and choose very wisely at what I cover here and how I cover it, because there are Democrat lawyers watching me trying to sue me every single day. And anything I say, just me covering this stuff is like, literally I'm like putting my career and life on the line. So I have to sit here and look at this crap and be like, is that really the same guy? Am I really seeing this? Is that really the same guy? Is that really the same guy that has all of these charges and then gets released? Is that really the same guy out here recruiting for the war in Ukraine? Is that really the same guy appearing in a Azov battalion propaganda video? Go ahead and roll clip 27 too. Just B-roll it. Is it really the same guy? Am I really seeing this? Is this really real? And then he's in a bush outside of Trump International to try to kill President Trump? Like, is that real? I mean, it couldn't be more obvious. And see, that's the problem. You will not see any of this stuff on the mainstream media because they're so afraid of these Democrat lawyers. Who knows? Maybe some other guy that just happens to look exactly like the shooter pops out of nowhere and says, hey, that's me, and I'm suing you now. And there's other stuff out there, folks, that I'm just not even going to touch. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not touching. It gets worse. Maybe the two potential alleged assassins are tied to one another. Maybe there's other people lurking out there that might have something to do with this. Maybe people have been misidentified. But I have to sit here and pitch myself like, really? So wait, the guy that was in the bushes and tried to kill President Trump, he's in a video recruiting for the Ukraine war? Multiple videos? He's in an Azov battalion video? He's got all these charges but then gets released? Looks like federal informant operative written all over him? Really? Is this real? Could it be more obvious? But see, are they presenting any of this information at these press conferences? Do the people in the crowd asking the questions during these press conferences, do they know? Have they even seen it? The mainstream media that will talk about it, will they show you any of this? Are people like Jack Posobiec and myself and others that are actually bringing you this dangerous information, are we going to get shut down? Are we going to get sued? Are we going to get tied up? Are we going to get thrown in prison? That's the level we're at here. Make no mistake about it. They're trying to kill Donald Trump, folks. And they're trying to destroy his biggest supporters. They're trying to destroy the people with the biggest platforms. Is it really the same guy that's writing books? Robbie Starbuck reporting. Attempted Trump assassin Ryan Ruth wrote a book on the Ukraine war. In the book, he tells Iran to assassinate Trump while praising John Kerry for the Iran deal. He also calls Trump an idiot and says he perpetuated January 6th. He also spoke ill of Bolsonaro. He also mentioned some guy named Malcolm. I mean, it's all mainstream media propaganda in a book he wrote called The Unwinnable War. But Time Magazine says his politics are unclear. It's like, I see it. It's all right there. I have the videos. I have the quotes. I have the book. Is this really? And then I have to sit here and in the press conference and nobody brings any of this up? The FBI, the local law enforcement, Secret Service, the press itself, nobody brings any of this up? The FBI mentioned that, oh, yeah, he did have dozens of priors. Like, oh, yeah, dozens of priors. Dozens of priors? We're talking about pretty serious charges here. Charges that you'd think if you did it, you'd be in jail for a long time. Certainly wouldn't be allowed to fly around the world, go to war in Ukraine, recruit for the Ukrainian army, do mainstream news interviews. But not him. Not him. You know what? I got these other videos. I can't even play them. I can't even do it. I think we've made the point. But here's Ron DeSantis saying that Florida will have its own investigation here in clip three.
I have not talked to him yet. I did announce yesterday we're going to be doing a state-level investigation. I understand that the feds are involved, but we do believe that there were multiple violations of state law. We also believe that there's a need to make sure that the truth about all this comes out in a way, you know, that's credible. I mean, I look at the federal government with all due respect to them. You know, those same agencies that are prosecuting Trump in that jurisdiction are now going to be investigating this. I just think that may not be the best thing for this country. Nevertheless, they have their prerogative, but we have our prerogative. And so we'll be making an announcement further along those lines in the ensuing days.
All right. Well, Ron DeSantis, I mean, this could actually probably resurrect his political career, to be honest with you. If he comes out and says the truth and brings all this to the front, plays the videos, that would actually resurrect and save his political career. He might even be able to run for president again if he did that. So it's all Twilight Zone stuff. It all couldn't be more obvious if it was a Mack truck hitting you at 60 miles per hour on the highway. But they just, we don't know his politics. Things are unclear. We don't know. Investigation ongoing. And we don't know a motive. Oh, yeah. Now he's in federal custody. And, oh, maybe he'll hang himself with toilet paper like Jeffrey Epstein, too. Yeah. Now, we're going to take a sidetrack coming up shortly, and we're going to talk to, I mean, I don't know if he would declare himself a Border Patrol whistleblower, but somebody who works with Border Patrol, and he's just fed up. And he's going to tell the truth about what's going on at the border. So we need more of that. You know, we need more people in the government that are actually sick of the corruption saying, hey, you know, why aren't we talking about his involvement in Ukraine or his involvement with the mainstream media or his involvement with the Democrat Party? How did he get the intel that Trump was going to be golfing? I mean, that's the real story. But then they just sit out here and give you bullet points and talking points. It's just worthless.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI is now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must. And we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Infowars.com/show.
Delving deep into the heart of globalist plans, it's Owen Schroyer.
All right, I really appreciate the bravery, the courage of my next guest, Zachary Apotheker. I hope I pronounced that right. And I know he's going to be talking to a lot of other members of the media. I know he already has done a few interviews, and I don't know if he wants to classify himself as a whistleblower, but he's a truth teller. He's a concerned American patriot. He doesn't like what's going on at the southern border. And so he's talking about his experience as a Border Patrol agent and what he's seen. Now, I don't know if you want to tie this into what's going on with the news now focusing on Springfield, Ohio. There's about to be other stories breaking out of Texas, breaking out of Pennsylvania, where similar things are happening. Or if you just want to kind of get into the larger issue of what you've seen at the southern border or what maybe Border Patrol agents are going through right now with this invasion, Zachary, I'll let you tell the story.
Mr. Schroyer, I want to thank you for having me on. I think first and foremost, I would classify myself as a follower of Jesus Christ. Respectfully, can I just leave this with a short prayer, please? Psalm 3 that helped me come to this moment, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
A psalm of David when he fled from his son Absalom. Lord, how many of my foes, how many rise up against me? Many are saying to me, God will not deliver him. But you, Lord, are a shield around me, my glory, the one who lifts my head high. I call out to the Lord and he answers me from his holy mountain. I lie down and sleep and I wake again because the Lord sustains me. I will not fear though tens of thousands assail me on every side. Arise, Lord, deliver me, my God. Strike my enemies on the jaw, break the teeth of the wicked. From the Lord comes deliverance. May your blessing be on your people. Thank you for that, Mr. Troy. I appreciate it. Going to get that out of the way.
Well, I can understand why that you would want to get empowered from that Bible verse, because I'm sure coming out and talking about what it is you want to talk about, sometimes you probably are curious, are there not going to be vengeful factors coming against you?
Look at the Boeing whistleblowers. Look at all these whistleblowers that mysteriously passed. This wasn't an overnight decision for me. This was someone that this is something that I prayed upon. I spoke to my family upon, and I came forward with. So if you ask me, do I want to get into the larger or the smaller issues? Sir, I'm here to get into every issue. I'm not speaking for the Border Patrol. I'm speaking for myself. I've had hundreds of agents reach out to me and thank me, men much higher in the agency than I, saying I wish I could speak. So if you guys are watching this and you want to, you know, tell the truth, you talk to me, because policy does not supersede the oath we took under God, and it will never supersede the Constitution. If you see something wrong, that's not an order you have to take, because that is antithetical to being an American patriot. And that's what we signed up to do, isn't it, gentlemen?
Well, and that's what's so frustrating, whether it's the issues at the border or now these press conferences that we're having dealing with the second assassination attempt of Donald Trump. I just don't understand why we have to play these political correctness games. Why can't we come out and tell it like it is? There is an invasion happening at the southern border. It's the largest invasion in the history of the world, and it's all policy coming right from the White House.
Mr. Schroyer, I saw your tweet today about the sickness in this country, that these are all symptoms. I feel, and I'm not here to get too preachy, but I feel that as a country, we've turned our back on God. We have to turn and face God. There's many men that are not thinking for the afterlife and saying, what I'm doing now will affect me in my afterlife. So I think the larger cure to all these symptoms is America facing God. Jesus Christ, there's power in the name. When you say Jesus Christ, that's a powerful, powerful, powerful thing. I can assure you he hears our prayers. And for all those men you're talking about that are saying, Mom, maybe it's time to step forward. If you consider yourself a Christian, a follower of Jesus, a follower of any God, any religion, and a patriot. Even if you're atheist, you consider yourself a patriot.
Well, I would say, how bad does it have to get? But I guess I would just ask you, how bad is it from a Border Patrol standpoint, from someone boots on the ground, how bad is it?
Worse than I could ever imagine, just at the border. Now, there's a man named Hernando Arce. I think he may have connected the dots for us a little bit. I'm watching him at the second step of the process up in San Antonio. Even know what's going on in the interior. See, I'm at the border. There's different steps and different levels all the way into the interior. I'm having to watch the news to see what's going on after I encounter them. And I have some stories for you today that are beyond crazy, sir. That I never before said. I've had high-level agents reach out to me, and I would like to tell you some of those stories, because absolutely mind-boggling. So how bad is it? Worse than I could ever imagine.
So let's get into that. Go ahead and break it down.
Let me start with this. This is a cease and desist letter. Like I said before, I'm a follower of Christ. I'm not following any cease and desist when it comes to the American public and the American people. So this letter to me, you must have me confused with someone who gets scared or doesn't believe in Christ. I'm bunking down here. I believe in God. I'm going to speak. So I had a list of talking points. I would just like to get to the most sickening story, if you don't mind, sir.
Yes. Go ahead.
I had an agent that was a mentor to me reach out to me when I came out. He said that they had a smuggling case, which is basically a car full of illegal aliens, migrants, driving, and they pulled it over. In that car was some men. There was a 15 to 16. He couldn't remember if it was 15 or 16, but he knew for a fact it was an unaccompanied child, okay? This young girl, so when you have an unaccompanied child, I don't want to get too into the weeds, but this young girl, she looked off. And as Border Patrol agents, we're encountering people, even before this invasion, we're encountering people all the time. They're not just me. I've only been on for 4 years. This guy had probably 15 years on at the time. He knows what it looks like when a 15 to 16 year old girl's off. She's from Guatemala. There's a list of questions you have to ask this unaccompanied child. He doesn't speak the best Spanish. So he got a fluent Spanish speaker. And he said, sir, I think there's something going on with her. Let's take care of her first. Well, through these questions, he realized that he admits, listen, these guys know my family back in Guatemala. They're going to sell me up north. I'll tell you, the state was Oregon. They've been raping me. I've been sold, and they know my family, and I'm very scared. So it's what we signed up to do, right? Save children. If nothing else, I want to save a little girl. Don't you want to do that? So he puts it in the system, goes through the policies and procedures. This is a massive story. Within, like he said, 40 minutes to an hour, the head of a three-letter agency showed up to our processing center, took the girl with a few other special agents into a room, Owen. They talked to that little girl for 2 hours. After the 2 hours, they come out of the room, and this is the head. This is a SAP. So this is a special agent in charge. This is a pretty big, you know, it's like the chief of a police. This is big. It's like a GS 14 or 15 level. That's who was dealing with this. And a border patrol station, a three-level agency came in. Comes out and tells him, hey, you misunderstood that girl. She was speaking Spanish. She wasn't really raped. He goes, I know what it looks like. And also, I made sure to get this correct. This wasn't like a small decision. I had a fluent Spanish speaker talk to this girl, and we know. He said, nope, it was lost in translation. Re-asked the questions, and she'll answer different. She was confused. He fights it. They have a big powwow at this station, right? They told him to ask the questions again, brother. Let me ask you, you think that the story changed? Of course it did. He was too scared to say what happened. Whatever they said to her in that room for 2 hours, she changed her story. You know, 15, 16-year-old Guatemalan girl? Of course she is. Big, powerful man. They then gave her the paperwork for a notice to appear on your own recognizance. They handed her over to the men she was with in the car. They handed her to the trafficking organization. He told me it weighs on him every single day. Just horrifying, sickening. He put in an internal affairs investigation. Through that investigation, it came out that there was the excuse. The talking point was there was a confidential informant, someone that was giving us information secretly in that car, and we didn't want to make his identity known by any chance, as if that's even a reason that would make this okay.
This is horrifying. And I mean, I can only sit here and reach conclusions that I'm sure you reached, that I'm sure the other members of Border Patrol that were involved in this reached as well. And that's that the U.S. government at the highest levels are involved in human trafficking.
Sir, I'm a son of a, if you fly into Boston Logan, my father's driving a cab. You might get in his cab. You don't have to hear my conclusions. You're a much smarter man than me. What I can tell you is you can make your own conclusions. The truth of this and the actual knowledge that I'm getting is stranger than fiction or the conclusions. What I'm doing is just giving public information. I'm not saying anything that the public can't find. The conclusions are going to be the conclusion that you make, but it's so insane. You ask how bad it's so insane. I only have to tell you what's happening. I don't even have to make the jump to the conclusion. I can say apolitical. I don't have to even give you an opinion. These are facts, and that's how mind-boggling it is.
Well, this is like the whistleblowers, and I'm sure you're aware of this as well, where they don't even do background checks, and they'll take three minors. They'll take three unaccompanied minors. They'll hand them over to these NGOs that hire what are essentially glorified babysitters. They don't do any background checks. They give unaccompanied minors to these quote-unquote babysitters, and they say, oh, here's a hotel room for you. I mean, folks, I mean, that is insane. Again, you can reach your own conclusions. These are the facts. This is what's going on. This isn't one or two instances. This is hundreds of cases. Now, you're talking about one story here. There's no way that's a single incident. There's no way that's an isolated incident with the amount of the children that are coming in. Now, you said you had multiple stories. I don't know if you want to continue on with what you just...
Of course I do. I'll give you the whole buffet. You took a chance on having me on, sir. I'll give you a lot of information today. We'll just start with this. You know, do you know the tents? So they come in, these holding... We didn't have enough space when all this started. They create these big tent cities that aren't hard site facilities. They don't have structures, right? They're in tents because it's so many people that... We're letting into the country, supposedly legally. So I've had from different people all around the country call me. It's one of the biggest things. Mayorkas showed up with a bunch of politicians. Prior to that, I've had people tell me up to 20 to 30 charter buses came, picked up these people and drove them to the edge of town around. So Mayorkas could show the politicians, look, it's empty, it's clean, no sexual assaults here, no problems, no violence. Everything's beautiful. Meanwhile, there's these charter buses at the end of town that the politicians and no one sees. Our motto is honor first. I want to ask you, sir, am I that wild for coming forward? Because I'm the only one. It's very scary, but if I didn't have Jesus Christ in my heart, I wouldn't have the power to do this. I don't have the type of courage to say these things on international news.
Telling the truth in times of corruption is a revolutionary act. And, it's incredible because how do we break this seal? I mean, it shouldn't be – first of all, you shouldn't feel like your life is in danger or you're doing something wrong because you're doing this. You should be echoed by thousands of Border Patrol agents. I mean, this should be par for the course as far as what you're going through. But just to expand so people get a better idea, when you're talking about these sites, we've got it up on the screen here. I had a whistleblower tell me this, and this is really right after Biden took over and they started building these facilities. And I'm sure you've heard similar things, but this was just out of Texas. They would bring in these unaccompanied minors. They'd bring in these children, and they have, facilities like what you're seeing on the screen there, little fields for them to play ball and stuff. And then on the inside, they have little playgrounds. And they had instances where they would have minors and, even prepubescent minors that were basically sexually assaulting each other and just kind of don't even know what's going on. It's just this is what's happening to them on the way up there. And so then they're just repeating it on these other kids that they get in touch with. And so anybody knows that's been around this, especially people that deal with sexual assault, that's a sign that you're being sexually assaulted. So, these kids are getting assaulted their entire way up here. They get into these camps and they just start assaulting the others around them. It's just like, and the Border Patrol agents running this don't even know what to do. They report it to their higher ups. The higher ups do nothing. And so then they report it to me.
So that goes to my next point. This is a really, and maybe you know this, I haven't really found anybody in the media that knows this. Under 14 years old, we're not taking biographical data, Owen. I want you to put that in your head. We're not even taking a picture. We're taking your word that it's your name and your DOB. If you don't have documents and you're with a man, so be it. And we're sending you, when you talk about NGOs, who funds the NGOs? The government. That's taxpayer funds. Don't get me started on all the war veterans and the Gold Star families that deserve that money rather than people that are coming here and committing crimes, 60% of the crimes in Queens, people that we encountered, illegal, 75 in Midtown Manhattan, they're getting this money. So when you're not taking any if I don't change anything else, we got to start tracking these kids. There's over 300,000 missing children. That sickens me. We're not taking anything. And then the kids are getting returned back. They're going back south and you could be rented out again. Another story from another agent that just talked to me today, he was doing a virtual processing through the computer. The boy looked scared. He didn't really know who he was going to. He said it was his uncle. He cracked him. He said, tell me the truth. He said, I don't know where I'm going. I don't know who I'm going to. He told the supervisor, do the file, get it in, get it done. How many files can we get done right now? That's what's coming from up top.
Yep. And that's what the people that get into the system are telling me, too. It's because, if you first get in, let's say you're actually well-meaning, you volunteer, you say, okay, I'll take care of some of these unaccompanied minors for a couple of days till we get them to their destination. They see all kinds of crazy stuff. They reach out to the higher-ups, and the higher-ups say, don't ask questions, get them to their final destination and send me the paperwork. And again, so they're like, okay, and then they contact me. I mean, that's what's so crazy. It's like the same story that you just had. By the way, this issue of the 300,000, it's 325,000 is the number we get. Who knows what the number actually is? Some of these kids, as you just mentioned, they get treated like a fake ID at a bar at a college with a pass back just so people can get access. It's the same kid gets used 5-6 times just so all these criminals can get access. And it sounds like there's just no desire to stop it. Where does the buck stop? Where does the buck stop? Because most of the Border Patrol agents, if not all, that I've talked to are really upset about what's going on. They don't like it. And so, but where does the buck stop? Is it Mayorkas or what's going on with that?
I mean, it starts with me, brother. I'm the first one to come out. I mean, no one else has done it. Everyone that you hear is either a public information officer or somebody on a pension. And like I said, 99% of the agents had nothing but positive reviews to say of me coming forward. They can sit next to me. I think what scares everyone the most, the powers that be, is more agents speaking up. You have a voice. You can say this is wrong and I refuse to do that. That you can say that. That's your right. I shouldn't have to be responsible when I go to bed at night. But, you know, think about all the missing children. Kayla Hamilton, Lincoln Riley, Joshua Nungaray, Rachel Marin. These are names that, you know, circulate in my head every night. We encounter people that we send them with a plane ticket. We send them with their cell phone. We give them money that should be going to veterans and the American citizens. They're going and brutally, you know, committing acts of murder, in some cases rape. I think it has to stop here. I don't know who's giving the order. Like I said, I'm just the lowest man, but hopefully I can inspire others to say that is wrong. And they know it's wrong, but say something. We're on a first. I want to make this clear because you're not allowed to really talk and do these interviews. Policy does not supersede the oath we took to the American public against enemies foreign and domestic and the Constitution. We took that oath under God. When I take something under God, I take it very seriously. I sin. I'm not perfect, but I took that oath under God, and that's why I'm talking to you, Owen, and God bless you for speaking with me. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Well, no.
And I can keep going. I have more statistics than
we will.
I
we
got
will.
It all listed.
But
yeah.
You see, I salute you because I've been through this. I've been down there, and I've had Border Patrol agents, you know, kind of give me the, you know, wink, wink, nod, nod, like, come over here. And they'll tell me stuff, and I'm like, do you want to go on record? No. Do you want to do an interview? No. You know, I mean, nobody wants to go public about this stuff. And so that's why what you're doing really is an act of bravery, an act of courage, even though you feel it's your duty, it's your oath. I totally respect that. Let me ask you this before we get to another story. Would you be willing to testify in front of Congress?
It's so funny you ask that because, you know, I'm not the best speaker. I got an accent and all this stuff. I actually went to Congress. I actually went to Congress and I spoke with a senator. And I will tell you his name because I don't want to hold anything back. And I'm not trying to come after the senator. He was very honest and frank with me. He said, you seem like a good kid. Is this something you really want to do? You know, this is a kid. I joined the Border Patrol. Both my brothers died of drug overdoses. Okay. I only had two brothers. My parents are 70 years old. So imagine me going to D.C. for the first time. I'm not from like a political family. My father drove a taxi cab all the time. I'm all excited. I'm going to talk to the senator. He's going to help me out. We're going to go after this. Get 15 minutes with the guy. I'm going to give him the same stuff I'm giving you, right? He was actually going after Mayorkas at a Senate like security briefing. I don't really know what the correct terminology is. He goes, so I'm seeing him all gung-ho. You sure you really want to do this? You know, you seem like a good kid. I mean, it's a good job. They're going to really like it's you don't have to work for them. So they can kind of do whatever they want with you. I was shattered. I've gone through a lot of heartbreak. That was actually I'm like, it's finding out Santa Claus wasn't real. And he said, at best, I can write you a letter. He goes, I don't have subpoena powers. Maybe the House can, you know, subpoena you. These are things that all these Border Patrol agents know. It doesn't have to be me. I don't want to be the guy. If it was, I would wish it would be other people, but some men are great. Some men have greatness thrust upon them. If that's what I got to do, I will easily go on record at Congress, put my hand on the Bible and say everything I know and what other people have told me. And if you want to know that senator's name, I have no problem sharing it. If you want to leave it off, we can leave it off. But I'm here on a mission of truth and God. If all you're saying I'm going to lose my job, so be it. I'd rather lose my job knowing that 300,000 kids were missing. I spoke up at that point than wait for another 300,000. That's the hill I die on. That's my line in the sand is the 300,000 kids and the drugs pouring in the country. We're taking care of all these kids. Drugs are pouring in. All the subsidies that are going to the NGOs that are giving the migrants. When Americans are hungry, the economy's terrible. And to talk about the assassination attempt. Listen, I don't have like any extra moral authority. I'm just a low-level Border Patrol agent. I wasn't a Secret Service guy. I know for a fact they have a no-fail mission. And God forbid, I want to denounce any act of violence on either side. Whether I'm apolitical, whether you like this president or a former president, there should be no violence because I want you guys to realize something. This is just the truth. If you look at these civil wars, they usually start with an act of a politician getting killed. And the people we're bringing into this country, we're paying for them to come in. They're from war-torn, civil war countries. They know how to act in these situations. They're already committing crimes. So God forbid if there's an act of violence that creates a societal breakdown, they're going to know how to act. They're waiting in the shadows to pounce. They're waiting in the shadows to pounce. We got to figure this out now. I'm not like some fortune teller. We know this is bad. However bad you think it is, it's only getting worse, guys. The time to act now. Speak the truth. And give your heart to whatever you got to give your heart to. For me, that's Jesus Christ. I believe in him. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here. Everything I have, I do not deserve. It was given to me by Jesus Christ. And I really pray that I have my brothers looking over my shoulders, because whatever I have to face, I will face it for these 300,000 missing children. This is not hyperbole. I'm just the guy that's saying it.
Well, imagine, look at the ground that Trinde Agua, the Venezuelan gangs, have been able to gain just in less than 4 years. I can't imagine 10 years. I can't imagine another administration of this. I mean, folks, and when the organized kids, crime.
And they're going to have more kids. And they're not even getting deported when they commit these crimes. Sanctuary cities. Talk about the CBP One app. They're flying in.
It's crazy.
And then they're not, and then when they get here, they don't even need documents to board a domestic flight. I read it right on the TSA website. They can match their picture to the CBP One app picture.
They don't even go through TSA.
I'm saying afterwards. And now they want to fly around the country, go on vacation with the subsidies. They don't even need documentation. Oh, this is my CBP One app matched to my face. So it's like, is that really even the dude, or is it this guy that looks like him on these flights afterwards?
And they can figure this out. 96%
of them are paroled. 96% of them are paroled. And I want to say another thing. I'm going to give you the whole buffet today, Owen. This is insane. We talk about NTR.
Hold that thought. Just because I'm up against a break here. Hold that thought. Now, I would just say, to follow up from before, if you want to say the senator's name, I would say it would apply some fair pressure for him to actually go on record or bring you in front of the Senate. I would just say that would just apply some pressure to him. If you want to do that, I'm not going to do that. But if you want to do that, then that would certainly apply some pressure where it needs to be applied.
Yeah, his power and his stature, I'm not angry at the man. I'm worried about kids, brother. I'm worried about the way Jesus Christ would want me to act. His name is Senator Ron Johnson, big-time conservative senator, and he's the one talking about whistleblowers. I watched him on Fox News from his office say, we need more whistleblowers to come forward. I was in his office when I seen that on Fox. He's saying from the hill he walks over and then basically discourages me. I mean, I'm not making this up. I'm not some psychopathic liar. Talk to any Border Patrol agent. This is happening.
Let's follow up with that on the other side of this break. And I know you got more stories, too. This is an incredible interview, folks. Don't worry.
making talk radio great again. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
You know, I like Senator Ron Johnson. I think we're doing him a favor bringing him up because, you know, I would just say there's ways around this. Even if you cannot get my guest, Zachary Apotheker, in front of a hearing, you can have him in your office. You can have him outside your office. You can record a 2-minute video, a 5-minute video. I mean, you can bring awareness. You don't have to do it at a hearing. And he's had end arounds before talking about vaccines. So there's definitely end arounds. So this is not coming from a bad place. This is coming from an encouraging place of Ron Johnson to do the work to help Zach tell his story here that he's telling with me. And I know he's got more to tell, but this is a short segment. So in the next segment, I'll let you get into some more stories. I would ask you this. I don't know what your current place of residence is, and you don't need to share, but I would go to my direct representative and see if you can reach out to them. I don't know if there's a place where you're stationed with Border Patrol, if you can reach out to the representative there. I see you laughing. Have you already done this?
People know where I live. I'm up in Vermont, brother. Good luck finding anybody that's going to help me up here. I'm on the northern border. It's actually the hottest hit part of the northern border. So, I mean, going to anyone up here, it's a shot in the dark. But it really, I'm not a political guy. It shouldn't be a political issue. We're talking about 300,000 missing kids. I don't do your job. I signed up to protect the border. And as far as Mr. Johnson's concerned, I'm just saying what happened. He at least had the respect to tell me, send me something, maybe I can help you. Are you sure you want to do this? So I'm not coming at the guy. I'm just telling you what it is. I didn't know the guy from a hole in the wall previous to that. I challenge you, sir, to help me. I'm putting it all on the line as an American citizen and a child under God. And oh, and I challenge you to help me spread my message too. And it don't even have to be me. I'm not asking for nothing. I'm not asking for money. I'm not asking for legal representation. I'm not looking to get my name out there. I'm worried about 300,000 kids. Don't even include me. Bring 10 other Border Patrol agents and give them the protection. I don't want nothing from nothing. I want these kids found. I want these policies changed. I want the country that I grew up in. I grew up in the 90s, brother. Wiffle ball, firework, barbecues. That's the country I want, not having to look over your shoulder because we've been giving all these people all this money to get here and do all these crimes and then not deport them. That's all I want, brother.
Man, you know, it's crazy you say that because it's such a reflective moment to realize the world that we grew up in no longer exists. I mean, it's just true. I don't know. Can a kid even ride his bike to his neighbor's house and not have to worry about getting scooped up? Or can a kid even ride his bike to the park and not have to worry about, you know, seeing something absolutely insane?
Oh, and I personally checked in migrants into hotel rooms around here. If you had your child riding a bike after the people that I've checked into hotel rooms, I seen him on the street. And I knew he was a little kid. I said, hey, buddy, come here. Get in the house. No, don't go on the street. And that's my hand to God. I would tell him, get off the street. Don't ride the bike. And I'm up in the city. You know, this isn't really a crime ridden area, but after the people I see roaming around that I've checked in down the street from my house, you know, it's not looking pretty and it's only going to get worse. Nothing's changing.
Well, I'm just thinking about, I mean, maybe you reach out to some House representatives that are vocal on this. If you go the Senate route, I mean, Ted Cruz, Josh Hawley, I mean, they have to coalesce around this message. You're willing to testify in front of Congress. I mean, I don't understand. They have no problem calling out the open borders. They have no problem calling out Mayorkas and the Biden administration. Why not put a Border Patrol agent on record who's willing to tell the stories? I mean, these are harrowing tales. And I know you have more. We got a short break coming up, and you can get into more of this stuff. I would say, do the media interviews. We're certainly going to make sure as many eyes see this, as many ears hear this as possible. Hopefully we can grow your social media account too. But if that's step one, step two is getting you in front of Congress. And I mean, clearly you're willing to do so. You've said as much. But I mean, this stuff needs to be in congressional record, not just in the media. Hell, I hope somebody from, well, let's say the biggest conservative name, Fox News. I hope somebody from Fox News reaches out and says, I got to give this guy an interview. This is too important. All right, we'll be right back. He's got more tales to tell. 325,000 missing children, folks.
world, it's a beacon for patriots worldwide. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, we're going to let my guest here tell another story. I mean, I'm sure he could go for days. Folks, give him a follow on X if you haven't already, at Zach Apotheker. We'll put that back up on the screen. And, I mean, this is the way. I know you've got some other interviews lined up. And so we just need to continue to build your profile and then hopefully get you on some of the mainstream platforms. And then that's usually after Congress senators see that, then they kind of feel like, okay, well, now let's get him in front of a hearing. So that's just kind of the pattern that I've seen. So you're taking the first steps. Now, I know you have other stories you want to tell from your experience as a Border Patrol agent. You've already told two just harrowing tales of what you've witnessed. Again, we're talking about children here. We're talking about minors. We're talking about trafficking. We're talking about them disappearing. God knows what happens. We're talking about them being used by coyotes as a free pass across the border. There's no DNA testing. There's no making sure they're related. So what else have you seen that you want to share with my audience today?
Well, let me just backtrack from the last segment, if you don't mind, sir. I challenge you, sir. Hopefully, you know, I'm not, first of all, it doesn't have to be me. If another agent wants to step up and take the reins, like, I'm not the guy. I'm not declaring myself as the guy to do the talking. I'm the lowest level on the ground. I'm just a regular patrol agent. I'm the boots on the ground. If there's many men much smarter than me that more articulate, if they want to step forward, they can have the reins and they can take it as long as they're saying the truth. But I would also challenge you, sir, if you can help me, I would greatly appreciate that. Not to help me, but to help the kids. You know, you asked about stories. Well, sir, are you familiar with the NTAORs, the notice to appear on your own recognizance? That's like there's pathways that we give these aliens. That's what many aliens that are in the country, they're getting a notice to appear.
Yeah, and now it's not until like the year 2030 on their ticket.
They're so far pushed back, and then when they are missing those, they're not getting removed. And they don't give us the numbers on how many don't go to court, right? But even when they're so backed up, right, you're talking so many people, sometimes we can't even give them an NTA law. We're paroling them into the country. Okay? That's just another thing we can do, which is basically you're going to tell us, we're just taking your word where you're going to be. We'll assist you to get there. So you show up in El Paso, you show up in San Diego, you show up anywhere along the southern border or the northern border, but, you know, these primarily southern border spots when they're paroling people. Tell us where you're going to be there and where you're going to be, and we give you a chance to present yourself for inspection. So they're not even getting the paperwork for an NTAOR. They're just saying, we're going to be there. We'll inspect you at that point. We're going to help you get there. And then you can basically get an NTAOR. So it's kind of like a paperwork thing, but which is just, that is what is on the books. But then they're getting an A number when they're being paroled, which is wrong. You cannot give somebody that's paroled in the country an A number. I've talked to many agents that are much smarter than this on me. What an A number is a social security number effectively. It's would be for me or you, Owen, a social security number. But what it allows them to do is get benefits. They should not, because they haven't presented themselves. So really, they haven't even presented themselves in the country. They are in the interior. You're supposed to present yourself then at that point. So say you show up in El Paso, I'm going to New York. And you shouldn't get a parole. You haven't even been given if you haven't been given a legal pathway, how are you then given a number? And then use that number for benefits that, once again, should be going to Gold Star families, yeah, should be going to, you know, American citizens, all these things. And that's wrong.
And that is common sense. It's ridiculous that you even have to say that. Like, why would I even have to say that? That shouldn't even be up for debate or discussion. And just so people get a better idea of what you're talking about, there are people that come here and just want to get the benefits. And so here's kind of what I've seen from that is, if you go to one of these hotels that's rented out, all the rooms are booked, all for the illegal immigrants, you can go to one of these hotels and you'll either, if you stay there for a couple of days, you'll witness it yourself, or you can talk to some of the people, they'll tell you. After a day or two, let's say they bring them in, hotel, every room is filled with an illegal immigrant. After a day or two, it's about 50% capacity. So a lot of them are just leaving. I mean, there's no oversight. They're not detained or under arrest. So some of them stay because they want the free food and they want their laundry done and everything else that comes with the benefits. Some of them just, once they're released, they're like, I'm gone. I got my own thing, or I've got a gang I want to join, or I've got a family over here. And so that's how that works.
And they go south. There's no crime against leaving the country. You can basically just leave. We're not going to stop you if you leave the country. Then they can come back and get it again.
Unless you're a U.S. citizen, they'll stop you then.
Yeah. Unless you're a war veteran, you know, then you're asking, you need certain things. And I'm not a veteran. I want to thank all the veterans out there. You guys deserve it. And like I was talking about Hernando Arce, he shows all the things that are going around, you know, around this, the business model that's involved. You're talking about police offices, you know, in New York and San Antonio, they're guarding these facilities under lock and key. A lot of the times the crimes aren't even being properly reported at these facilities. Those police are getting overtime money. There's bus companies getting contracts. I mean, this is big business.
Oh, it's a
big money.
Funded by us. Multi-billion dollar industry. Absolutely.
And shame on all of us for not speaking up. The bus drivers, the police, it's monumental the amount of money that's being spent here.
Well, there's that. I shot a famous video back in 2021 or 22 of one of the bus drivers. And at first I shot it kind of undercover style. And then I kind of had another talk with him and he was like, you know, off the record, whatever. And he kept doing these videos and he pops up as I'm doing a report in front of one of these facilities. And he just pops up and he happens to be in the backdrop and he starts yelling at me like, I didn't want to be on film. I didn't want to be on film. I'm like, dude, you stepped into my report. You're busing illegal immigrants. You told me the whole thing is criminal, but you needed a job. So it's like they know what they're doing, but it's, hey, I'm making money.
Beyond sickening, brother. Just beyond sick. I can keep going here. I mean, it's like a Rolodex of just these horrible problems.
Well, where can people? I know you've done some interviews in the past. Do you have other interviews lined up? I mean, we've shared your X account. I hope people go follow you. You're welcome to come on this show whenever you want. You've got a direct line of contact with me. I mean, what do you want people to know? What is the best way so we can make a bigger deal out of this? And because I mean, again, like you said, you're one man of you're one man of many. There are other men that can come forward and tell these stories. There are men in positions of authority over you that can come forward and tell these stories. We need Congress to put you and others under oath. I mean, that's what needs to happen here.
Oh, and I walked in the station after doing my first interview. Pretty much the entire Border Patrol sergeant, they made some jokes. I'm a little bigger now around the waist because I'm up north. My mother's not that far down the road. She's been feeding me, right? I walk in, a bunch of guys, like some one guy started clapping. He was immediately told to sit down by the supervisor. But every other agent, right, told me, this isn't, what they told me was this, the kid's not saying anything we don't say at the barbecue. He's not saying anything we don't tell our friends and family. He's just letting the public know. Policy does not supersede the oath I took to God or my Constitution. If they want me to be the guy, I really don't want to be the guy. If it was up to me, I'd still be just doing my job, mouth closed, I'm apolitical, catch people at the border. Catch drugs at the border, return them, and keep our country safe. Not driving them north, driving them south into the country, not helping them facilitate. But there's a lot of problems. Like one of the other problems is there's another pathway called expedited removal, which is a great thing because it puts it on record that you came into the country illegally. We immediately get ready as fast as we pretty much can. But they're doing a lot of ERs. And expedited removals with credible fear. So now there's a fear determination. So now we're like taking with these, we're holding these people. But then they just say that they have fear and they're let go. So they're saying, oh, we're not doing as many NCAOIs, we're doing ERs, but with credible fear. So what's the end result? They're granting asylum claim because they got fear. You know, if you want to call me a whistleblower, there's whistleblowers before me. They've gone to other countries. They didn't listen. And like nothing against these people. You know, I'm America first and America only. I'll never leave this land. This is the land that my grandfathers fought in the war. I love this country. I'm God, country, family. And another thing, we have so many brave agents in the patrol. So many guys that I was shot at like 2 months ago on a whole nother related incident. I saw the guy in the car in front of me run towards the gunfire. We have some of the most brave men that go to austere conditions on the border and they're not stepping forward. So you'll take a bullet, but you won't speak the truth about the missing kids. It doesn't make sense to me. If we're going to die for this country, like in the line of duty, why can't you speak and come forward? That doesn't make sense. How does that make sense?
Well, the only way I could reason it is that they fear the repercussions of our federal government more so than even a bullet. I don't know how else I could reason with that. Let me ask you one more question before we let you go. And again, Anytime you want to come on, we'll get you on here. You got a direct line of contact with me. Is it possible to do mass deportations? When Trump talks about mass deportations, is that realistic? Is that feasible? Could Border Patrol handle that? Or what do you think about that?
Buddy, I'm just a boots on the ground tackling people. I'll stay away from my opinions. I'm trying not to give opinions. I'll try. You know, I try to be the best Christian I can be every day and emulate Jesus Christ. Will I ever get there? No. We can certainly try to do the right thing. Even if we can't, I mean, it would be a massive undertaking. We got the people in. We can try to get them out. Especially, we can start with the ones committing rampant crime that have been arrested 10, 15 times and are still getting benefits somehow. Taking over apartment complexes. I'll sign up to remove them. Even if we can't, at least we can die trying, as the saying goes, Owen. Mr. Schroyer.
All right, Zachary Apotheker, I appreciate your stories today. Let's get you and your stories and this issue. I know that's what you care about more. It's not about you. You just want to let people know what's really going on. I don't know. Maybe people will care. Maybe people will care that there's 325,000 missing kids, and you know, maybe other Border Patrol agents will step up and try to do something to stop it so that it doesn't become 500,000 when the next numbers come in, or God forbid, 1 million. Should we have 4 more years of this? So, Zachary, I appreciate this. Again, folks, at Zach Apotheker on X. And I hope you get more interviews. I hope there's more congressional interest. And I do salute you. It does take bravery and courage. It's not about you, but you do deserve to be praised when you do an act of courage and a revolutionary act telling the truth in a time of lies. So, Zachary, I appreciate your time today.
God bless you, Owen. I just hope that we continue to push this issue forward. It's not about us. It's about the future of this country and the children. God bless you, sir. You'll be in my prayers. Your entire show will be in my prayers.
Amen to that.
America first, America only. Jesus Christ. Don't forget Jesus in all this, please.
God bless and Godspeed. Folks, we got to get as many eyes and ears on that as possible. I will tell you, I'll post the full interview on my X account. I hope you will share it. We'll do that at some time tonight. But these stories need to be heard. People need to, these are kids. This is a real thing. This isn't just an interview that we're talking about this stuff. This stuff is actually going on. Now, crazy. It's just crazy. All right. And until you've seen it yourself, again, I mean, he's seen more than I have, but just the stuff that I've seen is insane. All right. We got an in-studio guest coming up. I got all kinds of other news. I don't know if we're going to have time to get to it all. I think we've done a pretty good job going through all the stuff with the would-be assassin. I've got a dozen clips of the Democrats calling for violence. I don't know if we're going to be able to play all of that. And then we got an in-studio guest coming up. But let's go to – we're going to play this video, just a compilation of the Democrats calling for violence. And they say, oh, we don't know the motive behind these assassins. I mean, give me a break. Go right to the horse's mouth, a.k.a. the Democrats. But first – this message from Alex Jones.
This bad boy is the number one seller at the AlexJonesStore.com. Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. Folks love it. I love it. I love wearing this out in public. And it also lets the globals to let us know we are standing up against them, and we know who they serve, and we know who we serve. The BlackRock globalist-controlled left, from academia to the media, is obsessed with bullying you into silence because their ideas are illegal and unpopular. And if you simply speak up, it's game over. So stop thinking it's just Alex Jones or Tucker Carlson or Donald Trump's going to save the world. It's all of us together. And wearing T-shirts in public that promote freedom is key. It doesn't just show our enemies we're awake. Other people see it and realize how popular freedom is. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's a win-win. Get great shirts at AlexJonesStore.com. Fund the operation as we fight the tyrant at point-blank range and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now and don't let the left silence you. AlexJonesStore.com. Today's conspiracy theories, tomorrow's truths.
Some of these conspiracy theories have turned out to be true.
Which ones?
the Trump-Russia witch hunt, Jeffrey Epstein, JFK assassination, the misuse of the Patriot Act, the Iraq war, the weapons of mass destruction, the war in Ukraine, the bombing of the Nord Stream pipeline, the open border migration caravans, the climate change scam, chemtrails, and HARP, and 9/11 being an inside job, and the Internet of Things surveillance grid, and PFAs, and chemicals in the water turning everyone gay, and the 2020 election being stolen, and January 6th being filled with undercover feds, and Bilderberg, and Bohemian Grove, and global government, not to mention gain-of-function research, and the threat of China, and collapsing birth rates, and defund the police, and George Soros, and mail-in ballots, and big tech censorship, and disinformation agencies, and Obama's birth certificate, and probably some others I can't think of. I mean, so a few of them. I guess a couple of them have been true.
You will meet so many amazing people wearing the shirt. I'd say you'll get probably 50 compliments before you get one person screaming at you.
Donald J. Trump is now President of the United States.
But it's an adventure to wear any of these shirts, but particularly this one. Get this design and so many others. They're limited edition at thealexshowstore.com. Keep us on air in our fight against the globalists. And I want to thank you so much for your support, because literally, when you call in thanking me on air, I say stop, because I'm thanking you. I love fighting the globalists. This is what I do. We've had such a huge effect together. So I want to thank you all for your past support. I encourage you now to go to thealexshowstore.com and be sure to enter for the free truck and $10,000 and buy more product, support the broadcast, and get entered 5 or 10 times, depending on the day, each time you buy a product. This new initiative is so important to the future. So everybody, if you support what we're doing and want to get great shirts and ball caps at the same time, go to thealexjonesstore.com. And I almost forgot, most t-shirts come in multiple colors.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, we kick.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
Biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right up to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. I said, even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. Mm-hmm. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. If I said if we were in high school, I'd take you behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Look, as his character is stabbed to death.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
That's it right there, pulling up.
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
A Missouri state senator is under investigation by the Secret Service after saying she hopes President Trump is assassinated.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
And sadly, the domestic enemies to our voting system and our honoring our Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels, that this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not.
If you think we're rallying now, you ain't seen nothing yet.
That's like 1% of the Democrat state propaganda media and Democrats themselves calling for the violence. And now, I got these other clips. You've probably already seen them. I just don't have all the time today. Maybe we can get into some of these with Elijah Schaefer coming up in the next segment. I got some other stuff I want to cover with him, though. But, I mean, you got Lester Holt. You got MSNBC. You got CNN. You got all of them. And they say, oh, it's Trump's fault. Oh, it's Trump's rhetoric. Trump did this. Amazing, isn't it? Amazing. So, that's where we're at. And I will tell you that Alex Jones is filing a special report. Because what is the question now? There's obviously a mole in Trump's inner circle, or maybe just in one of these government agencies, because how else would this guy know to be staking Trump out at that exact location? And by the way, there's more to this too, because did he have intimate knowledge of the golf course? I doubt it. This guy doesn't seem like much of a golfer. Doubt he's ever golfed there. So how did he know to stake out that location on the front nine? How did he know Trump was going to be golfing that day? Who's the mole? How did he get that intel? That does not seem like just happenstance. So, Lindsey Graham goes on Fox News. Alex just shot a report about this. It might be up on his X account, or they're uploading it. It might be on Infowars.com. Lindsey Graham goes on Fox News bragging about how he knew Trump was going to go golfing that day. You know, Lindsey Graham is a big fan of the war in Ukraine. He's a big warmonger. Now, I'm not pointing any fingers here. I'm just saying that's the kind of stuff. How do you smoke out a mole? Or how do you figure out where the leak is inside Secret Service, intelligence communities, or your inner circle? How do you smoke that out? And is there any interest outside of perhaps Trump himself and the true people that are loyal to him in his inner circle? Is there interest from Secret Service, FBI, CIA, any of these groups to find the leak, smoke out the mole? But now here we are. Congress is in session. An emergency hearing has not yet been called. I bet you the FBI probably doesn't even, they probably don't even have that press conference today if it's not for Ron DeSantis putting pressure on them saying we're going to do our own investigation. So the FBI has to admit he was already on their radar. The FBI has to admit he had all these priors. And the local law enforcement has to ask and say, yep, the million-dollar question is, how did the guy know to be there on that day? How did he know? They're not calling for emergency hearings in Congress that's in session right now. We don't even have answers from the first assassination attempt. More questions than answers. So here we are. All right. We got Elijah Schaefer coming into studio. We might cover some of this. He was on the Alex Jones Show talking about this earlier, but I got some other stuff I want to cover with Elijah. We'll be right back.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWars. BrainForceStore.com and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in BrainForce Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
InfoWars is listener supported, and we appreciate your donations. But buy a product and support your health too. Nitric oxide is an important chemical messenger in the body. It promotes blood flow and it helps nerve cells communicate with one another. But over time, our bodies produce less of it. Full of amino acids to produce nitric oxide, Nitric Boost helps raise the amount of nitric oxide in your body. Nitric oxide is needed for strength, cardiovascular function, and healthy neurotransmission. It helps to improve blood flow, which helps improve overall immunity. Get some today, now 40% off. Support your health and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at band.video.
Elijah Schaefer is in studio with us. He was on the Alex Jones show earlier. You and Alex were kind of serious, so I actually kind of wanted to change tack with you a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe have a little more fun.
Like speed dating, right? You go serious with one, try funny on the next. Hopefully one of them hits.
Well, I don't like doing the rerun thing because a lot of times, you know, people be in town, you're in town, and they'll go on the show and then they'll do this anywhere and it'll be like the same interview. So I like kind of changing it up. By the way, this is breaking. Let me ask you this first. Did you see, and there was a press conference earlier, they're blaming Trump because somebody is calling in bomb threats to hospitals in Springfield, Ohio? Did you hear or see this?
Oh, I mean, that's their first move. Is anytime there's a real threat or a real expose, like on schools or whatever, someone calls in a bomb threat and then they blame the person who pointed out the problem for a more severe threat.
Just like what they did with the trans situation.
Yeah, I mean, back in 2019, I had pointed out that a teacher was teaching kids like absolute garbage in California before everyone knew. And then the CNN didn't report about the transgender stuff that they were teaching kids. They talked about the warrant or whatever she put out. Like, I couldn't get near her because she said that people were threatening her life. So she put like a legal warrant up and then said she had to go into hiding. So it didn't matter we were teaching kids about transgender, chopping off your dick and balls. What mattered was is that she was getting pushback. And I don't even believe she got death threats, by the way.
Well, and the funny thing is, it's, I'm sure you've dealt with it. They're the ones that send threatening things to conservatives. But I'm not even here to get into that. So that was the big story now, the pushback against Trump, because the whole cat dog song and everything, and it goes viral. Now everybody's focusing on Springfield. So they say, oh, Trump caused these bomb threats to the hospitals. They did a press conference about it earlier today. It was all over the mainstream press, all over the mainstream cable news. Trump causes bomb threats. Well, the governor has now come out and said all of it was a hoax. I didn't even put it in my stack because I just assumed it was a hoax. But now the governor says, yep, it was a hoax.
Well, of course. I mean, look, I've been watching firsthand accounts. An individual last night I saw said they used to have a stray population of cats. So people don't know about this. If you've gone to Ohio, there was a lot of stray cats. And let's just say this. Now there is not. Mm. And there's never been a government edict or a plan to get rid of them. So they went somewhere, and I think that is into the digestive system of Haitians.
Oh. Well, the geese, dang. Apparently the geese in the parks, too, didn't. They're having some population problems.
Well, yeah, and then they removed the signs some citizens put up, please don't eat the birds. But I will say, while we don't have necessarily a million and one videos, we have some verified of them cooking cats. You can find dozens of these videos in Canada of Indian immigrants violating the most simplistic wildlife conservation laws, like netting fish in rivers while they're on their migration pattern to reproduce, like grabbing them before they can get back up to reproduce, which is highly illegal. They turn the videos over to authorities. Authorities do absolutely nothing every single time. If the perpetrator is Indian or an immigrant, they not only don't take the case, they don't take the file, and you can study this. So it's happening there, and I would imagine that's the same thing that's happening. It's kind of like if we don't record it, that it didn't happen.
Well, and they keep saying, oh, there's no evidence, there's no evidence. I mean, I don't know if you could say there's overwhelming evidence, but there certainly is evidence. There's police reports, phone calls, videos, images, and they just say, oh, no evidence, no evidence. It's like, what do you mean there's no evidence? Just because you don't show people the evidence doesn't mean there's no evidence.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, if anyone's ever dated a woman before, you were trained every single day for how to deal with the government. You know, you kind of get gaslit a little bit. They don't say what they mean. They mean what they don't say.
There he goes.
And you have to get into it. No, I'm just kidding. But really, you do get this really indirect gaslighting, you know, passive-aggressive relationship with the government where it's like, how can you even release a report saying that you know that this hasn't happened? Like, this is a double negative. It's like, you can't – they're saying, well, you can't prove it's happened, but we have. And you can't prove that it didn't happen. So you've interviewed every single person, take into account every single interview and observation.
Never been there.
Correct.
They never even went there.
Yeah, but you know it's not happening because, it, you know, just like ivermectin or whatever. Like, we know ivermectin cannot help with COVID, even though COVID was only around for, what, a couple months?
We know the vaccine is safe and effective. By the way, an NFL sideline had another heart attack this weekend. I've been watching NFL. I worked in NFL for years. Never see this. Never. Now it's like 2-3 times a year.
Yeah, well, speaking of that, okay, I'm not against killing all animals. Like, a lot of the libtards are out there saying, oh, don't we eat other things? Which is why I brought you a couple gifts. And I did want to give this to you. This is true. This is actually a genuine scrotum from a kangaroo. They're considered pests. There's more kangaroos than human beings.
They're aggressive down there.
It's certified. Genuine Australian souvenir. It is a kangaroo scrotum bottle opener. Because sometimes life gets tough and you need to crack a beer. But when you do, you got to grab life by the balls. So I got this for you directly. That's a real scrotum. So we're not against killing
animals. I don't want to hear it. You just put balls on my desk.
Slap them balls on the desk from Australia. It's the Thunder Down Under, but this is kangaroo edition. That's real, man. That's a pet. They're like pests. You can eat them, right? But that is a grab life.
They get aggressive, though. They fight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Them and the Aboriginals are pretty interesting native populations. They're interesting people.
I always see those videos of the kangaroos. They get into it with your dogs. Like, some of those guys are jacked, too.
They're actually being hired.
What's your workout secret?
Well, you know, the IRS is actually trying to hire kangaroos. a lot of them are applying for asylum because they're getting their balls chopped off and actually turned into bottle openers. So they're applying for asylum. Crazy thing is you would think that putting on your application that I'm just a dirty, smelly animal wouldn't be enough to become or get asylum in America. But it turns out that's exactly what they're looking for, is dirty, smelly animals. And so kangaroos are coming in. You know what I mean? That's insane, but it's true.
So your favorite woman on earth right now is Kamala Harris.
Did you know
she has a new accent this weekend? Have you heard her new accent?
Oh, you know what?
She was speaking at the Black Caucus, I believe it was. Did you hear this one here? Let's show this to the audience. Kamala Harris, man. With her brand new black scent in front of a black audience in clip 20.
Hello to all my divine nine brothers and sisters. And my soror.
I don't even know what she said.
Divine nine.
And to all my HBCU brothers and sisters.
HBCU is the black college, right? Or is that the Chinese bank?
Well, I'm sure she's talking about the colleges. But what is it? What is this deal with her? Why is she laughing? What is that? Is she drunk? Is she high? Is it like she's just a clown?
So obviously everyone who watches this show is perfect, and no one's ever had a sip of alcohol or done drugs in their life. But considering that maybe you have, I would say it's probably alcohol. I mean, it could be the new galaxy gas. You know, have you ever seen that? A lot of the people
I've seen those videos,
are inhaling the nitrous oxide.
Yeah.
But I would say she's probably drunk.
Man.
You know, that's the honest opinion.
You know, I was never really into that stuff. I used to see that at parties in college. And I used to make fun of these people because they would literally get high off balloons. So it was like a joke we would make, like, oh, let's go get high off a balloon, guys. It's just the weirdest thing ever. Now they just sell it at the store.
Yeah, I used to do that. See, people could
the balloon technique?
Yeah, slightly offensive. Oh, you would know. In L.A., we used to buy balloons. They were $1 a balloon.
I used to see it, man. They did raves, and I was just like, what are you doing? They'd be like, oh, yeah, you get high. I'm like, you're getting high off a balloon?
Yeah, well, that's actually a new craze. And by the way, that it literally cuts off, like, oxygen from your brain, and it causes genuine brain damage. So if you know anyone doing that, don't actually do it. But speaking of that, you know, it's not just galaxy gas. I also brought you, this is certified kangaroo jerky, which is high in protein.
Oh, that's got to be filled with protein.
Yeah, it's actually got, right here, it's got protein. The bag's got 35 grams of protein in just this small bag. And
wow.
It's only got about 230 calories.
Does that have what has more protein, a kangaroo or an alligator?
That's a good question. I just think I'd rather, if I had to kill an animal or get close to one, the alligators themselves are definitely scary. I live in Florida now. They're quite frightening. You know, they like,
I think they're friends. I think the alligator is one of the most misunderstood creatures on earth.
You know what? I would take alligators over pit bulls.
Probably fair. I bet pit bulls do more harm to humans.
Yeah, and the owners too. God's the owner of the alligators. I don't know anyone with pet ones, and they seem to be happier than the pit bulls. You know what I'm saying?
I feel alligators are just misunderstood creatures. I think they're divine creatures, actually. I'm big.
Yeah.
Man. I used to think, now I'm questioning it. I used to be under the impression that alligators had the most protein to eat, but now I'm thinking it might be kangaroos.
Yeah, why don't you try a piece? I'm not joking. This is kangaroo.
All right,
I got it. I brought it from Queensland.
Has a little spice to it.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'll have a piece too. So definitely, if you can describe the flavor to everyone, we can give everyone in the back room some taste too.
It's a little tougher than normal jerky, but it's still kind of a little melt in your mouth.
I pretend to enjoy it every time.
You don't like it? It's kind of gamey.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't like it?
You know,
you're not a vegetarian, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm not that gay, but no, I'm just saying. You know, I have my moments, but not that far. I think, honestly, like at this point, if you're a vegan or vegetarian, besides Jake Shields, what are you doing? What the hell are you doing with your life? You know, meat is good. It's delicious. Kangaroo's a little bit more gamey. Look at that. It tastes gamey. I think it tastes a little bit like dried deer a little bit. That kind of gaminess, but it's tough like leather. Essentially, I don't know why you would eat that, but you know, people in Australia.
It does have kind of a deer jerky like venison.
Yeah. But it's not the best. But just to make up for it, though, check this out. So I just want to tell you this. This is not.
Drew, feel free to come try some of this. I like this, though. No added MSG, low in fat. I'm not sure if there's any seed oils. Well, sesame oil, vegetable oil. Oh, you're seed oiling me.
I think sesame oil is not. It doesn't really count. But this is.
No soy, though.
This is not a Cuban cigar that was not smuggled from Australia into the United States. So this is definitely not that. But I got you this cigar. It's a really nice one. It's my favorite. It's the Wide Churchills from Romeo and Julieta. And so that's about $100 out in Australia.
Smells a little fruity.
Yeah, it does. Because it was in it was shipped in a wax container so that they didn't lose their humidity on the way over here. But I wanted to bring great people a great cigar. I don't know. Do you ever smoke cigars ever, rarely? On occasion?
Rarely. I actually had one the other night after our debate coverage.
Yeah, so save it for a good night. Put it in a little Tupperware with some like sort of like wet cloth or something. But that thing is so good. And you know what?
I got a humidor.
Okay, you got a humidor. Okay, so you do smoke a little bit here and there. You don't promote it though.
I'm not a big smoker. I'll smoke on occasion, like a special occasion. Like we finished our debate coverage. I smoked a cigar after that. I mean, maybe like a couple of year, maybe.
Okay. I was going to say, so you guys are doing debate coverage. You're going to do the election coverage here.
Well, fingers crossed. Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Cause I just opened up a big studio, in South Florida. It's really nice. Some people are saying it's the nicest studio ever made. No, but it's not as big as this whole place. But I was thinking, because I'm going to have a huge panel, have people out. If you guys aren't doing it, you're invited down. And even if you're doing your own thing, we got to have you guys call in over here, because we got full studio capabilities to beam and everything.
Yeah, let me just get clearance with my probation officer.
Dude, okay.
We'll be good.
Are you still on probation?
Yeah. You know, it's actually a funny story.
Yeah.
I'm 100%, they're obviously monitoring me. I mean, it's not like breaking news here. And I am on federal probation. So I have to get permission to leave the county. I was actually in Houston this weekend. I went. Did you see that Scott Stapp video where he's talking about the Bill of Rights and the Constitution?
No, I didn't.
I was actually at that Creed show in Houston.
Oh, okay, yes. Okay, I saw that one, yeah.
Total patriot. It was an epic little rant he did. He had a couple like that, by the way. I mean, even Three Doors Down before, these guys are all patriots promoting American values. You could see it. And everybody around me was a Trump supporter. Some people recognized me, took photos.
So you were there.
I was there, but here's what I'm saying. So I've been back and forth to Houston, I think, three times in the last year. I've been pulled over every single time. Every single time. What are the odds of that? I've been pulled over every single time. And so, you know, they pull me over, they go through the gambit, whatever, search my car. I'm not riding dirty or anything. They end up just letting me go. But my point is, I get pulled over, and he's like, well, you know, we know you're on probation and all this stuff. And I'm just sitting here, I'm like, I don't even have a felony. I've never harmed anybody. I've never hurt anybody. Don't have any felonies. The government tracks and traces my movements more than this guy who's been to Ukraine, multiple weapons charges, just tried to assassinate President Trump. Like, oh, he we don't know where he is at. We don't know. He's staked out outside of the Trump golf course before Trump's coming. But Schroyer's driving home from Houston. Pull him over and search his car.
Yeah, well, they can't find a guy with a gun about to shoot up a school, but they know how many drops of pee got on your pants when you were done shaking things at the urinal. Like, they can actually track everything about the wrong people. I mean, the insanity of that, though, do you know how real this is? I don't know if I told you. I think I did tell you. I found out through an expired FISA warrant that Apple was, you know, beseeched by the federal government, the DOJ. It was signed off by Merrick Garland to get access to my iTunes account. So to get back into my phone through my actual, like, account, so they can get to my apps and lift all my messages from Signal, from everything. And then they court ordered.
So they didn't have to get in your phone. It was like getting into the cloud.
Correct. It was like getting to the back end to lift all my text messages, all my iMessages. But Apple gave them the password to my account. Then they court ordered Apple. They couldn't tell me that my privacy had been breached. And so then the best thing was, is when I got the like order, the affidavit, you know, thing telling me what happened when their gag order expired on Apple. So after the federal government basically put this gag order, it was like 6-8 months or whatever, then it got expired. I got the alert from Apple saying, hey, here's what happened, and here's what the government requested, here's what we did. And I went, well, that's pretty crazy, because I remember Tucker, you know, after that talking about how they intercepted his Signal, right, his apps or whatever, a backdoor through his phone. I go, okay, so that's what's going on. I look up, I'm like, don't I remember Apple, like, defending people's privacy?
That's what I was going to get. They didn't even cooperate with the FBI over, like, a murderer or something.
No, it was several people killed by Muslim terrorists in San Bernardino. So they wouldn't give over the password of the phone to the federal government over an actual terrorist attack. But for me, for just filming people going inside January 6th, I deserve to have my privacy breached. So they treat you at being at January 6th, the FBI and private tech companies, as a more serious offense than killing literally a dozen people in a mass shooting. And I'm not joking. That is by their action, that is where we are at. Apple wouldn't comply. They'll protect the Muslim terrorist, not the white guy.
By the way, last night, after the NFL finishes on CBS, they air 60 Minutes. And they do that because, in fact, NFL ratings are like way up right now, and maybe that's because they quit doing all the protests and stuff. So the NFL ratings really high. Right after the game, they air 60 Minutes. First special is about how bad January 6th was. They're praising all the persecution of the Trump supporters. They're reminding you all the images and the videos, and it's all Trump's fault and all this other stuff right after the assassination attempt, go figure. But it just gives more credence to what you're talking about. They really still want you to think that January 6th was worse than 9/11, worst event in American history. Now, of course, if it was Democrats that did it, it'd be celebrated to be the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, it would have been a momentous time when we realized democracy is still alive and that the government is still checked by its people. I mean, look, I was there. Everybody knows that. Allegedly, you were in the vicinity. And, you know, as we talk about this stuff, I can tell you, you know, people did commit some crimes that were there. And anyone who was attacking people using violence and stuff like that, everybody agrees. You know, go ahead and prosecute them for the violence. But what they've done is not only have they prosecuted people who were not violent, but they ramped up the violent charges. Like, I want to remind you, there's a guy walking around free that just tried to kill Trump today who had a weapons of mass destruction charge for having a fully automatic gun in an actual standoff with police. Okay, so an actual violent situation with an illegal firearm, which, you know, I don't agree with the illegal firearm thing, but just track with
me
here.
And he's going and recruiting people for a war in Ukraine?
Yeah, then he's getting fed assets. He's free today to try to kill the president. president. You have people in jail right now for 22 years. 22 years. Longer than what this guy got for his charges for shaking a fence. That's what it said. For shaking a fence. That the, I don't know if that was Biggs or if that was one of the other Proud Boys. But I'm saying, like, that's the insanity. So you can, like, have an automatic weapon, get in a standoff with police, be out sooner, and then commit an assassination, probably still get less of a penalty for this. If you look at his charges, you're going to get less of a punishment than you get at January 6th because you're a Republican. That's the most insane thing I've ever heard.
Well, all they have him right now is a gun charge, is an illegal firearm charge. I think that's the only charge he's facing right now. Yeah. So what, is he going to get released again? Release him again.
Man, I feel like, you know, that, but I honestly believe it. Cause when you see, you know, for instance, like you'll see, like Ruby Ridge or something, right? Where there's this transfer of a sawed off shotgun or whatever it was, you know, you get the entire ATF descending, you get, you know, innocent people killed. And every day, man, I feel like I'm on X and there's some homies, you know what I mean? Yo, what's up, dog? My homies out there in Chicago or, you know, in Los Angeles, even in Houston, they've got their Gats illegally modified with these huge, you know, magazines, and
they're showing them off on social media.
They're shooting them in the air, you know, at houses. Are there any raids down there? You know what I mean? Other than suicide, the majority of gun violence is committed by gangs, particularly black gangs, some other gangs, including, you know, Hispanic and white gangs. But it's mostly criminal, you know, activity by criminals and organized crime. Do we hear about that? No. No, we don't.
No, I do this on the show all the time. We do an over-under. It's kind of sad how good I've gotten at it. Guys, we'll go. We'll see how successful Elijah Schaefer, my guest here, censored.tv, at slightly offensive. Over-under, 3.5. Killed in Chicago this weekend, 19 shot. Over under 3.5 killed, 19 shot.
Is this the numbers over or the numbers under?
No, I'm saying that's what I'm handicapping
more, I think
this.
It was more than that.
I'm handicapping. So you're going over on both.
I think it was over killed for sure on a weekend. There's got to be at least 4 or 5 killed on a weekend, and it depends on if there was a block party or not. If they was celebrating and shoot, I can't remember.
All right, so he wants the over. Yeah, the 3.5 might have been a little low for a September weekend. Oh, 32 shot, 4 fatally. See how good I am at making these? It's actually like kind of a sick thing. I'm like within one every single time.
Dude, I'm sorry, guys. I it's not funny, right? I mean, these are people's babies and stuff like that. I'm not making fun of this. I just think it's crazy. You know, my wife was at a...
Well, you don't hear about gun control.
No, but I'm saying my wife was at a mall, you know, the other day, right by West Palm Beach, and they got put on lockdown for an active shooter call at the mall. And, you know, they were all in the waiting room. They had to turn off all the lights in the mall, turn off all the sound, whatever. This is a very affluent area, right, where we are at. And then just a few days later, in the same place, this is where most of the millionaires, billionaires live in this country. You're going to attempt an assassination. My point is, nobody's safe. Because even if you live in a rich area, it seems like the threat of some sort of a CIA-invested, you know, CIA-planted mass shooter happens.
Or like the organized retail crime.
Oh yeah, I'm just saying it's everywhere. And so people that say move out into the wild, move out and, you know, move away. Okay, well, what if I move to Springfield, Ohio? That sounds like a pretty normal little town. What's going to happen if I move there? The problems will follow me. So you got to stop being a bitch, and you've got to actually confront the problems where you're at. Dig your heels in, and we've got to actually fight.
By the way, this is how crazy they're going after RFK Jr. Apparently, there's like a dead whale at the beach. 20 decades ago, RFK Jr. at the beach, some dead whales washed up. You know, he's kind of into nature and stuff. You know, I guess he takes a specimen from the whale.
Mm.
RFK Jr. is being investigated for collecting whale specimen. NOAA. NOAA confirms investigation into RFK Jr. over dead whale carcass. 20 years ago. 20 years ago, he took a dead whale carcass or part of a dead whale carcass. Now he's being investigated.
It's called a one-night stand with Lena Dunham, you know. They call it whatever they want, but you know what I mean? Playing with a whale carcass, that's not what you called it when I was in high school, but you do you, RFK. You know, he's a kinky guy, apparently, allegedly, and good for him on that one.
Okay. Now that's slightly offensive for you right there.
Sorry, RFK Jr. That was mean. You're a good guy.
Hey, I actually think if Kamala Harris wins, I think X will get banned. I think Rumble will get banned. What do you think?
Absolutely. I think that it'll definitely get banned off the App Store first.
That's how they do it.
Yeah, because, you know, like, so Censored TV, we have an app. They've banned a few of them, but we have an app. And what they do now, this other thing, if they allow it, they don't let you update it, so the app doesn't work. And they say legally, like, well, we're allowing them to be on there, but they don't let you pass your updates, so you can't keep relevant.
And they can, like, work the algorithm and the code to make it fail.
Correct. No, but I'm saying, but down to it, the reason why they have to make it fail is what they'll do is they'll prove, kind of like with Telegram, that there's coordination of anti-Semitism. That's what they're going to go through, that the anti-Semitism is being coordinated on X, right? And so they'll take it at that angle. They'll start, making court orders to get the DMs, things going on, and eventually they'll either shut it down or Elon will be forced to shut it down because he'll realize it's kind of like a waste of time because he's losing in the court every single week.
Yeah, and of course they're going after Elon Musk at every angle too. And so it's just, I mean,
so I got to build your own studio. Like that's why. But like,
you do have to find your own platform. It's like Matt Drudge said in this studio. Actually, he said, "Get out of the internet ghettos and build your own thing."
But that's why I'm with Censor TV. Like, I don't think people understand this. Okay, like InfoWars here is always on the brink of being shut down, and it's not an exaggeration. Like, I see the BSers out there, like, oh, they're just doing this for clicks or whatever. Don't trust me. I know the staff. I know the people here. I can guarantee you can see the affidavits, the court orders. You can see the indictments. This is what they're trying to do is to shut down InfoWars.
Well, I mean, they'll see in a couple weeks. There'll be some court stuff that comes out. They'll see it.
Right.
It's no joke.
But I'm saying, like, you have to be on your own platform. So that's why even with Rumble, I don't know if it's going to be around. So Censor TV, Gavin McGinnis, you got Anthony Cumia, the rest of us, we're kind of coming together, right? Josh Lacash, et cetera, and saying, we got to have our own servers, our own backups. That won't protect you from, billion-dollar lawsuits and FBI, BS, prosecutions in the court. But I'm just saying, like, we're already preparing for Rumble to not exist. We're preparing for X to not exist because I think the likelihood of that is a 50-50, and it really just depends on what happens in November.
Yeah, I completely agree. And, I mean, Kamala Harris and the Democrats have already called for shutting down social media sites that they can't control. They already worked with Facebook and other groups to censor stories that they didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
So you know their desires are to censor information they don't want getting out there. I mean, that's not a hypothetical.
No, that was actually the first thing they did was look for a task force to combat free speech. So basically, this is an election, whether or not your First Amendment lives on, whether any of your amendments live on,
yep.
And don't let it die.
And that's basically what Scott Stapp said at the Creed Show. And then Kodak Black said it, too. More people with large platforms need to tell it like it is, because that's the truth. Like Elijah Schaefer, censored.tv, slightly offensive, at Elijah Schaefer on X. This show takes a 21-hour break. We'll see you tomorrow.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI is now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.